back to the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser. Usually, we send Gay Bill the Board Op out to find out if gay people know the things that straight people know. This time around, we send sound effects guy and super nerd Brian out to the opening of Transformers to find out if nerds know what the rest of us know. It's Nerd Walking on the Adam Carolla Show.
Bald Brian and Mike and I went out to see Transformers.
That surprises me, you know.
Why?
A, that you would see the Transformers. It doesn't seem like your kind of thing.
And yeah.
You would go with
I like
Bald
action.
Brian.
Love Bald Brian. Lukewarm on Mike. And thought, well, that's good enough to go see Transformers. And none of my smart friends wanted to go with me. So I decided to go see it with them. Now, I had this weird situation, which I bought an extra ticket for a friend who couldn't make it. So I essentially just ate the ticket. I guess I could have returned it. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I thought, that's nice to have a little elbow room, have an empty seat next to you. The last time that happened to me, somebody sat in that seat, and I didn't have the balls to tell them to move because it felt like an a-hole. I would have liked to have said, oh, my wife's in the concession line. She's going to be here in 10 minutes. Yeah. Could you please clear out of her seat?
But her name's Rufus.
When nobody ever showed up, then forget it. I would have been embarrassed to have this person sit there in the theater and see that no one sat in a seat I told them to clear out of. This time, I decided to position that empty seat in between me and one of the guys, but I didn't know I'd be sitting at the end.
Right.
So the way it ended up is I was sitting alone at the end with the space in between us, and I realized I don't like that. I like to sit next to my buddy, so at a certain point I can go, that's so fake.
Yeah.
It's no fun if you can't complain to anybody.
Or she's hot.
Right.
Or whatever.
It's a communal experience, and you're out there on your own.
Right. So I was
unless you're out with your friend Ray, who just screams from across the theater, she's hot! I do her!
I want to know how many times Bald Brian has seen Transformers as of today.
Well, of course, I saw it the moment it came out, 8 o'clock, with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it with Adam and Mike. That was the second time. And then I went to see it again later that same day.
Mm. This is a little something called Nerd Walking.
Nerd Walking! Nerd! Bri wants to know if you've heard that he's a gay balding nerd. You are all virgins. It's time for Nerd Walking, cause you are nerds.
All right, we gamble on what nerds know and, more importantly, don't know. You went out to the premiere, you brought the microphone.
Yep. First show in guys in the theater.
By the way, I left my wallet at home today. My credit card.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
All right. And these are super nerdy guys because they've been waiting in line to catch it the day it came out.
Waiting in the theater, sitting in seats for many hours.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. Let's. Now you said you were in San Francisco,
Bay Area. Yeah, San Francisco.
And you're actually inside the theater at this point
so the
doing
sound
the interview.
Quality should be pretty good.
All right. Let's have our first question.
Finish this phrase. Are you ready for some?
I'm going to use Danny as a little bit of a gauge here, although I don't know how close he wants to play his cards to his bedazzled vest. Do you know the end of this phrase?
You know, it took me a second because I thought I was right the first time. I thought it was, are you ready for some action?
Mm-hmm.
It was I think wrestling or NASCAR, but
right.
It is, are you ready for some football?
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you have known this, Mike?
Am I right?
I wrote the question, and then when we were cutting it earlier, I forgot.
Right, it's ready. Are you ready for some football? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
T, what'd he say?
I say he will not know.
You say no, no, no.
I agree, no, no.
It's tough, because it's one of these things where it's ubiquitous. It's around. You know, we've made fun.
Yeah.
You know, President Bush has said it, and it's been made fun of on Saturday Night Live and stuff. On the other hand, when you shove a mic in someone's face, they know 50% less than what they know when you move the mic away, and there is that freeze factor. I'm going to say he does know, so you two say doesn't know. I'm going to say does know.
If I knew, I should have been on that guy. Knowing.
Let's have our answer.
Finish this phrase. Are you ready for some
action?
Damn it!
That's what you thought he'd say.
The jury.
nerds, you sicken me.
Sometimes like when I'm stupid, I'm a genius.
Find that kid and give him a biggest wedgie of his life, even though he's probably currently sporting a wedgie. Do you nerds walk around with wedgies?
Just to save us bullies time?
Yeah, you pre-wedge yourself before you leave the house?
He was a large man, so he may have been walking around with a perma-wedgie.
Perma-wedge. All right.
You know how many times we have tried to give a guy a wedgie and then hang him up by his underwear in cartoons, and it doesn't really work.
And so, is this question to the same nerd?
Or the next question.
New nerd. Okay.
New nerd?
There's a wide variety of nerds in the theater.
All right. So, O for one, I should say. You guys are one for one. Let's keep moving.
What's a planer?
Ooh. Gosh. I mean, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same thing as a plane?
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Well, no, a planer would be called a plane.
Yeah, okay.
So it's, that's what you're talking about.
You mean an airplane. Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to reason. Plane? Are you retarded?
All right.
So you know.
I do know, but this guy will... Wait. Woodshop. He won't know.
Accept tool? You know, something
I
general?
I hope you will.
I think we'll accept tool, yes.
It's been a good few weeks.
Yeah. Very open door tool policy for Teresa.
The toolbox is open.
Yeah, nothing rusting in that shit. Say that right now.
Very good time.
All right, so T, what are you going with?
I'm going to say, it's hard. He knows.
He going with knows. Danny?
I'm going with he does not know.
And I'm going with he does know. No. Let's have our answer.
What's a planer?
A woodworking tool?
Yes.
Yes.
A woodworking tool.
You know, T, I feel like you've lost a little bit of ground with gays.
I know.
But you're making up for it. Nerds, right?
Nerds are my new...
Danny and I, one for two. You two for two. Let's push ahead.
What is Pete Carroll famous for?
No.
I'm going to say doesn't know.
Now, this is the coach for the USC football team, Pete Carroll.
Unless these nerds went to USC, they don't know Pete Carroll.
All right, so you
Bay Area, keep in mind.
Bay Area. Bay Area, you know, their team is the Cal Bears, probably going to be a big rival
for
USC.
That's right, it is a rival.
And these are college. Nerds are
Stanford country.
Nerds in Stanford.
Cardinal.
Yeah. And the nerds are educated.
Yeah. Is it too late to go back on it?
Go whatever direction you want.
All right. They know Pete Carroll.
See, here's the wild card with the nerds. They're smart.
They're
wily.
They're wily.
Not like the lazy gays.
Or the coyote.
Yes. They're smart, so it's the kind of thing where even if they don't care about football, don't know anything about football, may not even like football, they have huge brains that collect all sorts of information and they can recall it.
Yeah, then again, Brian was trying to lead me perhaps towards the wrong answer. No, you wouldn't do that to me?
All right, you're saying...
That doesn't know.
I'm saying doesn't. This is a chance for Danny and I to get back into this game.
What is Pete Carroll famous for?
No idea.
Yes!
Thank you.
Yes!
You evil, evil, evil nerd.
So now, we're all tied up now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Everyone's got...
I have two.
Everyone's two on the plus side with one strike against them. All right, let's go on to the next nerd walking question.
Who were the hosts of The Man Show?
Oh. Wow. Woo! Asking nerds about the hosts... The Man Show.
Don't know. They maybe know one.
Will we accept any other answer besides Jimmy Kimmel and yours truly or his truly?
Oh, yeah, there were other hosts.
No, but I mean, we'll just go with those two.
No, we'll accept.
We
no,
should
technically,
accept,
we would accept
Rogan and
Stanhope. Doug Stanhope, yeah. A better show for my money.
But they got to get Carolla and Kimmel.
No,
we're accepting any of the four.
We're accepting any of the hosts.
But we accept two of the four, not one.
Look, you could say Rogan and Carolla, any combination.
Any two.
Right, four
but it's
guys.
Any two.
Yeah.
You can't name one and still win. You can't say Carolla.
Well, no, because we said hosts.
All right. poor old
Well, nerds do love Comedy Central.
And where else are they going to see boobs on trampolines and stuff? But I'm going, does not know.
So, we got T doesn't know.
That guy with the eyebrow, that goofy guy, that guy, that other guy.
No, this
I
is
don't
hard.
Know. It's you hard. Know, Jimmy's on network television every night. There may be a Jimmy Kimball.
Yes.
Will we accept that?
No.
I think we'll have, no? No, we'll have to accept that.
Okay.
If they said Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimball, we'd have
to
accept that.
That'd be close.
Okay. Hmm. I'm going to pompously say yes, but mainly just because I'm going to see if I can win. I'm playing to win. I'm not playing for a tie.
All right.
So I go yes. You two.
No.
Go with no. Thank you. And here we go.
Who were the hosts of The Man Show?
It's that guy who did radio show and he has a beef with Carlos Mencia. Joe Reagan or something.
Oh, is that guy with the what?
Okay,
what
first of all, got the name wrong.
Excuse me? Excuse me? That's the second time in a row that's happened. Are you ready for some action? And it's the guy with the Hoosits.
Yeah.
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 Oh, my God, I'm a nerd mind reader.
That's the most insulting possible scenario answer for me.
Could
have been more insulting.
It was the different crew that sucked.
Yeah. I mean, it's a, you know, the guy with the unibrow and the tiny wiener. That's what it could have been a worse answer for you.
No, because not knowing is, you know, fairly insulting. And then not knowing, except for you only know the other guy who hosted the show for one season.
Feel free to make any call you want to say.
But you have a radio show or something.
Something, a radio show or something?
Well, you must have been talking about me. Well, then, let me hear that again. Let me hear that again. This is,
He got you confused with.
Who were the hosts of The Man Show?
It's that guy who did radio show and he has a beef with Carlos Mencia. Joe Reagan or something.
Okay, he's combined you
Are
and
you
Joe
sure
Reagan.
This is a nerd or a homeless guy, Brian? That guy who did radio show? Come on, that's no nerd. That's not the voice of a nerd. That's like a migrant field worker you're speaking to, not a nerd.
I consider myself a nerd.
Meanwhile, Brian is really enunciating on his part.
Yes,
I think he's doing a nice job.
Let me hear that answer one more time.
Who were the hosts of The Man Show?
It's that guy who did radio show and he has a beef with Carlos Mencia. Joe Reagan or something.
That guy who did radio show, Joe Reagan.
Joe Reagan.
Ugh.
Oh, nothing was right.
You know, to be knocked off the leaderboard.
For that.
I feel like I was punched in the stomach and then someone pulled my shirt up over my head and kneed me in the groin.
That was a wedgie to your soul.
Jesus
Christ.
That's right.
All right, let's keep pushing on. So now you guys are ahead. I'm 2-2. You're 3-1.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's kind of interesting. It's not only safe to just take the insult of his life. He may have to pay for it.
Yeah, I can almost smell that 20.
Here we go.
No, that's that other guy's breath.
Wouldn't that be nice if it just smelled like cash?
Plus, look, I don't want to be stereotypical, but you guys have those huge noses and you smell cash. All you smell is cash. I mean, that's why you have the big noses, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not offensive in any way.
Sometimes what I do is I take 100 and I pierce one of my horns with it, and that's how I carry it around.
I got to say, look, that's the way nature works. There's certain animals that are just laid, you know, like badgers have big claws because they tunnel, because they dig, you know what I mean?
Right.
Jews have a huge nose because they smell cash.
Right.
Okay, people, I didn't make this stuff up. That's just Darwin doing his thing.
And I'm just going to have to say, because I was born Roman Catholic, but on the other hand, I have had thousands of dollars and rolled up 20s up my nose.
Yes, you're like an honorary Jew.
And actually gone, so I mean, I really have the fragrance.
T, you know how some people, it said they have a green thumb?
Right.
The green nose.
Right.
The Jews have a green nose.
It's
they smell
so
cash.
True.
That's all it means.
That's why my dad lives in a trailer park.
Maybe he's got a sinus condition. He's a Jew with a deviated septum.
It's blocked up.
Maybe got a roll of nickels stuffed in there early in his career.
I do use my tail. It helps me scurry towards the money faster.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're getting very close to 20 of my dollars. Let's go with the last question here.
Who did Muhammad Ali fight in the Thriller in Manila?
Oh, this is tough because nerds love boxing, and that was in that great documentary, When We Were Kings.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the Rumble in the Jungle?
Was that the rumble? That was. Thank you. That was the Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah, it's even I who love boxing get confused between the Jungle and the
one
Thrilla.
Was Foreman was the Jungle, right?
Foreman was the Jungle.
Who was the Thrilla?
Joe Frazier.
Oh, wait. He's not going to know.
It's confusing. You go not know, Danny.
Well, I know that, when I fought Donny Osmond, they called it the Thriller in Vanilla. but I'm going to go with not know.
You are smart. I'm going to go with a very low percentage. Does know, only because it's my only chance to get back to even. Two no-nos, one does know, one Jew knows. Let's hear what the answer is.
Who did Muhammad Ali fight in the Thrilla in Manila?
Rocky Balboa.
No, you nerd!
Very nice, thank you.
What the hell's wrong? Mike, get out of here. You make me sick. Pick your nerd ass, your nerd faux denim jeans, and just haul it to that nerd bunker you stay in and
we
look
got a
at the computer in. We have a tie.
Yeah, it's four.
Danny and T tying. All right, so we have a two-way tiebreaker.
Yes. I hate tiebreakers.
Let's decide who's going first in advance. Well, let's just go ladies first. T?
Oh, thanks.
You answer first. Danny, you pretty much just have
so
to take
the
opposite.
With the other answer,
whatever it is. But we've done this a couple times, and it's worked both ways, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Let's have T answer this question.
True or false, you still live with your parents?
Oh, man, I can't see the nerds. Blind here. Were they young?
No, kicking any tires.
I'm going to say no. They don't live with their parents.
So you go with no by default. Danny goes yes. Let's see who wins the $60.
True or false, you still live with your parents?
False.
That means you win.
Wait a second.
What happened? Who won? True or false?
I did.
All right, T won.
Thank
and
you.
You know we're done because you hear the splashy ending.
Nerd walking. Nerd!
Nerds are my new gays. I know how they operate.
Nice job, baby doll. Here's the 20.
Thank you.
I owe you 20.
Thank you.
All right. And what do you buy with that? Like rye bread, thinly cut, or the yarmulkes, or what do you do with that?
Stack of yarmulkes and some dreidels to prepare the holidays upcoming in December.
I'm not trying to be insulting. I want to learn. I want to know. That's all.
I'm
trying to diversify.
Oh, I'm still not over the Joe Rogaine as the answer to who hosted the Man Show.
Joe Rogaine.
Muhammad Ali.
Please let me hear that one again. Did you get that?
Who were the hosts of the Man Show?
It's that guy who did Radio Show and he has a beef with Carlos Mencia. Joe Reagan or something.
That is not the voice of a nerd.
He was camped out in the back row at 2 hours before.
He was sleeping in the theater.
Irrespective, he had a Decepticons t-shirt.
He was at the same place when Georgia Rules was playing there 9 weeks earlier. He's crashing out. That was not a nerd.
He was there for the Simpsons movie in 2 months.
You know how sometimes you have to see a movie twice or hear a song 3 or 4 times till you really know what it's about? Every time I hear it, it gets a little worse for you.
More painful.
Now it's Joe Rogaine.
Mm. Yes.
And not only that.
That guy who did Radio Show, and he has a beef with Carlos Mencia.
He knows Joe who Reagan. The guy's mad at. He's mad at Mencia. He knows this guy's
he
friends.
He knows Joe Rogan's career pretty well.
And his friends, and whose parties he's invited to.
I'm sick of everyone now. All right, we need to take ourselves a break.
It's the best of the Adam Carolla Show. Stick around, because next up, Adam talks about how he's pissed off at Michael Moore and the Soup's Joel McHale in, playing some clips from Nancy Grace, Holly Hunter, and a lot more, as we continue with the best of the Adam Carolla Show.
You know, I love getting on my hog and riding all over the place. I even do Bonaducci's bagels for the Carolla Show. Well, if you want to spend the day with me on your hog, go to AdamCarolla.com and sign up and win a pair of Cruising With Me passes on some Harleys powered by the number one hit comedy Wild Hog, starring Tim Allen and Martin Lawrence on DVD and Blu-ray in stores now.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Everyone knows that 97.1 Free FM is packed full of SoCal's favorite FM talkola every day. Like the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaduce, Frosty Heidi and Frank, and Tom Likas.
Hey, did I say the Adam Carolla Show?
This is gibberish.
Oh, good, because now we have a bitchin' new station between the stations that's packed full of Adam Carolla.
I love the show!
Plus lots of crank anchors and the Dodgers.
Chase hit into center field, Russell Martin.
It's 97.1 Free 2 HD, which means you need to get yourself an HD radio now. So go to Radio Shack or Crutchfield.com or some other place that sells these wonder boxes and get yourself Free 2 HD.
Okay, so you've heard about the dramatic increase in foreclosures. Something like 800% from last year? That can't be good, right? Well, that all depends. Would you like to pick up one of these properties for, say, free? Not one dime from out of your pocket? Well, you can, with Home Solutions and a credit score of 680 or higher. Home Solutions can set you up with a free property under market value for no money. They'll pay all of your title, taxes, escrow, loan fees, appraisal fees, and home warranty. And most Home Solutions properties come with tenants already there. But wait, there's more. You'll also receive 12 months of prepaid mortgage and $5,000 to $10,000 profit at the close of escrow, all without spending a dime. What are you waiting for? Call Home Solutions right now at 800-980-1778. That's 800-980-1778. Home Solutions, 800-980-1778.
In 1994, a world-class chef decided to open his own restaurant in San Francisco so he could bring the taste of his hometown of Milan, Italy, to America. That's when Pomodoro was born. But Chef Adriano Paganini wanted to do more than just open a restaurant. He wanted Pomodoro to be a place with unique food, great design, and real Milano style. Well, it worked. In fact, it worked so well, there are Pomodoros all over California, including some right here in SoCal. Each one of them brings the unique flavor of Chef Paganini's hometown of Milan to your table.
I am Adriano Paganini. Try one of my favorites, like ravioli di zucca. Follow that with my chocolate souffle cake and a cappuccino, and you're set. Come with a family, a special date, or with a group.
There's a Pomodoro near you, from Aliso Viejo to Woodland Hills. Go to PastaPomodoro.com for directions and information. That's PastaPomodoro.com.
Ciao.
Hey, streamers. Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon right here on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me. And I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Tuck your chin, Carmen.
By spending just one day a week with kids like Carmen, Dana helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Orange County's FM talk station, 97.1
Free FM.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Tired of being crucified by the press.
I have a question.
From this E! News story.
TV talk.
We got a butt-naked hoe running around this house.
From E's the Soup, Joel McHale.
What? Oh, my God!
Don't be mad. It was a casting decision.
On the Adam Carolla Show.
Joel McHale. Adam. Ladies' man.
Man lover, about town.
Friend. Joel McHale in from the Soup on E! God bless you, Joel. We didn't think you were going to be with us this morning.
Well, I didn't either, but I'm going to go to Tampa tomorrow.
Mmm. Well, God bless you. I'm looking up at the screen right now, and I'm seeing Michael Moore's tremendous head fill it up. Oh. And he was supposed to be on the show. You know what happens a lot? And
he eats.
He eats a lot.
Yeah.
He was going to be on the show a week or so ago.
Feed me!
He was supposed to do it at, I don't know, 8 o'clock, yeah. And then he didn't call in at 8 o'clock, and then he was supposed to do it at 8:15.
There's a big radio tour where someone calls ahead of him and goes, Michael's about to come on.
Right, and then what it is it's a pebble in your boot because you're trying to do your two-step, but you have to keep thinking about that pebble because you keep doing these qualifiers like, well, coming up, we'll do the news if Michael Moore doesn't call in. But if he does, we'll talk to Michael Moore. Okay, we're going to start the news now. But if Michael interrupts, then we'll stop the news and talk to him. And then he never calls in.
Right.
But then he apologizes. And he says, you know what? I feel bad for being the pebble in your morning show's boot. I'll tell you what. I will haul my fat ass in here on Monday and sit down with you guys. And you think, that's a mensch. That's
right.
A good guy.
He took care of his own business.
Listen, people are busy. They have schedules. They make mistakes, whatever. Good. Now you make it up to me, and we're cool.
Right. You show up.
Well, he was going to show up the following week, and then he was going to call in today, and he canceled. And that's that thing where it's like, listen, all you a-holes out there, I don't mind that you don't show up on the show. I just mind the part where you say you're going to show up on the show.
More
I talk
once.
About your fat ass showing up on the show, and then you don't show up on the show. I don't want any guests. As a matter of fact, Joel McHale, hit the bricks!
Okay, thanks for having me.
Get out of here.
No, please.
Sorry, Friday's at 10. Friday's at 10.
Honest to God, aside from friends who come in like you and also have the clips from the show, I'm with Adam. I don't think more than three-quarters of the time the guests are nearly as good is if we just sit around and talk with ourselves about
right.
stuff we did and in the papers. And, you know, our friends are a different matter. But Michael Moore is going to be long-winded and blustery. And so I say after three times of canceling, we vote. My vote, dead to me.
Wow. Yes.
Now, it's ironic
Bye-bye.
That his movie is called Sicko.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of stress that he has put you through
right.
has cost how much in medical bills?
A lot.
Into the millions.
Well,
into the
millions.
Actually nothing, because I'm going to Canada and Cuba to take care of mine, because I learned it from the fat bastard.
Right, so that alone, I think that's just irresponsible.
The point is when I found out Joel McHale was in and Michael Moore was out, I looked up and thanked my maker. So, Joel, let's get started with some clips. What do we got?
Adam, I know that you TiVo Nancy Grace every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because you learn a lot, and she's pleasant, right?
And when she talked that lady into killing herself, I go, that was cool.
That was good. Nancy has a diabolical... Well, go ahead.
She is like your mom's most condescending friend when you were small.
Yes.
She's the one where you go running into the kitchen and fling the door open at her house, and she's like, people don't come... Little Joel... people, it is, excuse you.
No,
excuse you. You do not come into other people's homes without permission. You know, your mom's sing-songy, preachy, condescending,
passive-aggressive, horrible.
Meant for her husband's
yes.
speeches, but giving it to the 9-year-old. See, that's her.
Yeah.
That's her. I can't tell you, by the way, all the speeches I heard from other people's parents and adults in general that were probably meant for other adults that had screwed them over, but they were trying to correct this 9-year-old.
And they always use the passive-aggressive roundabout way of putting you down
yeah.
instead of just saying, hey, we don't. You're tracking dirt in here. Can you get your shoes out of here?
Excuse you. It is not all right for you to trot in here in your filthy keds.
I don't know what you do at your house or how your mother raises you.
We live in a barn, so that was one maybe I understand
all
that.
Right.
Well, you're born in a barn? Well, unless you're talking to Jesus, that might not be that big of an insult.
Well, Nancy Grace always takes a lot of umbrage with anyone involved in a crime, and they're always guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is. She is judge, yes. jury, and executioner. This, well, but she has done something now where she has been able to find guests that are actually more aggravating than herself.
Wow.
I know it seems impossible. It's like finding a black pearl.
Mm-hmm.
But she
Ooh,
has this.
Bailey for Mulatto?
I'm going with Bailey.
You know, that's not bad.
Because pearls
right.
are white.
That's pretty good.
But this is a black pearl.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's not bad.
It's got it's snappy.
Yes.
It's on the leaderboard.
We can't use Mulatto anymore.
It's
and,
offensive.
And it sounds rare and wonderful.
Of mixed race is just too lumpy for my ballot. Black
right.
pearl. He's a black pearl.
I mean, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say
right.
Bailey. Go with Pearl Bailey.
Bailey?
Bailey.
Yeah, that takes an explanation. People think it's booze, although
or
Bailey's and cream. All right, keep
Ooh.
Going.
Oh.
Let's keep going.
Ooh.
Black problem.
Okay, so she has this woman named Susan Moss, and they decided to devote a long hour to Lindsay. And here is this star guest, Susan Moss. China.
Lindsay Lohan does not need a friend. She does not need a sorority sister. She does not need a drinking buddy. She needs a parent. Apparently, she needs a double dose of candy. Candy spelling, that is. Absolutely. Lindsay Lowe caught on blow to jail. She must go.
Holy Toledo.
Nipsey Russell. Wait a minute. That's my new
Nipsey.
Name. Nipsey.
Candy, that is.
Which needs a double dose of candy.
Anytime you finish your joke or pun with that is, it's time
Not
to do
good.
Some soul searching.
She's sitting there scribbling this down onto a piece of paper, rehearsing it. And Nancy, usually she berates her guests. She's interrupting them. She doesn't let them say their points because she's already thought of what she's going to do to insult them.
Mm.
No, with Susan Moss, she just lets her go. She just lets it happen.
Sure.
Well, there's nothing better or more uncomfortable than when someone is supposed to be speaking off the cuff, but you can tell this stuff was preloaded into their brain hours ago.
Yeah. Then you
she
just
needs
like
a double dose of candy. Candy spelling, that is.
Oh.
Was she looking at her quarterback's wristband while she was
right.
saying that?
Reading it down.
Is she a work for a newspaper in the 40s? Yeah, kind of spelling, that is.
What do you know?
What do you know? Hey,
what's the scoop?
I'm on the Dumont Network.
I'm going to go hop in my jalopy and get down.
John Q. Public to all the ships at sea.
There's a speakeasy open down on Main Street.
22 Skidoo.
We're going to raid it. All the black perils are down there drinking.
Dateline, Berlin, Germany. All right.
Speaking of Grace, the word Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Grace on the... okay, I can't
you
even
You mean
make
Saving
it.
Grace?
Saving
oh,
Grace.
Yeah.
Holly Hunter got interviewed on, and I will say this, ABC News. Holly Hunter was interviewed on ABC News by a woman named Mary Miller, who... I think won a contest to interview
yeah.
her. No, she did not win a contest. It seems like that
oh.
when you hear it. There, I do not believe, as you will hear this is unedited except for the part where we jump to the end of her. We start at the beginning and we just jump to the
I'm
end.
I'm waiting!
But, hold on! Hold on! I'm setting it up!
Come on!
Sometimes you want to strangle him a little
oh,
bit, don't you?
Well, it'd be hard to... I mean, I feel like my arm would just slip right off his bald head.
Yeah. Come on!
It's all the polish. I would be just go in there for the... Okay. And that all said, yeah, enjoy. I don't think this is an audio problem, as we watched it. Get a load of this.
You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
What? Live news.
All right, Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
What happened?
Oh. Okay, we loved the show. So tell us, what drew you to this character that you play, Grace?
I'm sorry?
So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no. Was that a satellite interview?
Good times.
You can catch more Holly on Saving Grace. Make sure to check us out on the
I think I've had my fill.
The arts entertainment section of NBCNews.com.
NBC.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Wow.
Was this a local news affiliate doing a satellite interview?
No, this was network ABC News.
National the good news, news. Is you're yes. fired.
And was Holly sitting right there?
No, Holly was on satellite, but you could tell it was not an audio problem, especially the point where she goes, tell us about this new play, or she goes, tell us about this new character you play, Grace.
Mm, yeah.
How she was just running.
No punctuation.
But she must be hot.
Is she?
Not as hot as you would think.
Really?
No.
Not as hot as you would think she would have to be.
That's truly a gem, Joel.
Is Holly Hunter nuts?
I watched the show, actually.
I suspect she's nuts.
She's a great actress, but I think, she was a little difficult to understand in broadcast news? It's gotten very intense. She has a kind of a marbly mouth. Mm-hmm.
I was in love with her after broadcast.
I was in love with her, too. Mm, I love that movie.
I thought that actually might beat The Last Emperor for Best Picture of the Year.
She's a little spitfire, but on this show, she plays a cop, and it's very... I needed subtitles. I can't understand what she's saying.
Mm.
Where are you from?
Marbly. Me?
Yeah.
San Francisco, California.
She only speaks gay.
Oh, well, that's why. She's from the South.
She's from the South, but, she's a great actress.
I just felt so bad for that woman.
Joel.
We'll never have another clip from her because she's going to get fired.
No, I don't think
so. Adam,
go ahead. She's not hot. No, she was piping hot.
No, she was not very hot. Not at all.
You want to give us a tease before we go into break, Joel?
Yeah, this tease, I'm not going to even tell you the show. I just want you to guess what this sound is.
Got it.
A black pearl won the lottery?
Is that the dolphin lady from last week?
Dennis Drill.
No.
It was a Kahlua and Cream woman.
Whatever. It was a Bailey.
Black pearl has already become offensive. I don't know
really?
How it happened.
Why?
We just thought of it 10 minutes ago.
But mulatto wasn't offensive, and now it is?
Mulatto is offensive.
Yes, now it
shouldn't be. That's not fair to just do to us. How the hell is Whitey supposed to know unless somebody tells us?
I know.
Right. No, I knew it. I know mulatto's offensive. Right. You don't use mulatto anymore. Yeah. You use black pearl.
That's right.
It's nice. Pearl, white, black. Come on. Rare. Rare nature.
That's true.
Don't see it that often.
It's a beautiful jewel.
I want to combine all my ideas.
How about Cafe Fredo?
Fredo's a little confusing. Cafe Mocha, maybe. But
it's
confusing. We're not a Starbucks. This is the United States. We need to take ourselves a break.
Up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, the super hot entertainment reporter, Maria Menounos. Is she in double D denial, wearing a push-up bra? Too bad it's radio, because this one is hot. It's coming up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM. It happens every year. The weather gets warm, and the tops come off. Hey, we could be talking about convertibles here, but we're not. It's Flash Friday.
Flash Friday!
Friday afternoon when Tom Likas says...
Ladies, if you see a man with the headlights on, be sure to show him your rack.
Flash Friday.
It'll be oh so satisfying.
Flash Friday enhanced by Hornitos Tequila, alerting you to prepare for this year's live all summer battle of the bands. Hornitos Tequila reminds you to drink smart.
We're celebrating another Flash Friday.
Okay, so you've heard about the dramatic increase in foreclosures. Something like 800% from last year? That can't be good, right? Well, that all depends. Would you like to pick up one of these properties for, say, free? Not one dime from out of your pocket? Well, you can, with Home Solutions and a credit score of 680 or higher. Home Solutions can set you up with a free property under market value for no money.
They'll pay all of your title, taxes, escrow, loan fees, appraisal fees, and home warranty. And most Home Solutions properties come with tenants already there. But wait, there's more. You'll also receive 12 months of prepaid mortgage and $5,000 to $10,000 profit at the close of escrow, all without spending a dime. What are you waiting for? Call Home Solutions right now at 800-980-1778. That's 800-980-1778. Home Solutions, 800-980-1778.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m., and then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus, then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch, Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
It's Saturday. You and your wife take the boys to the mall, straight to the food court. Your wife and Pete head for tacos. You and Danny want Chinese. You look up at the menu for a few seconds. You look down to see what Danny wants. But you don't see Danny. Your eyes dart around frantically. You instinctively call out,
Danny! Danny!
From the taco place, you hear a voice.
Hey! Dad! Change my mind!
Every parent knows that feeling when, even for a few seconds, you lose sight of your child. Imagine if he or she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street. But with free family learning programs, you can get the education you need. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free learning programs. 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out. We have GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
The biggest threat to freedom isn't the next corporation involved in a scandal. It's not covert government operations or even politicians. The most immediate, persistent, avoidable threat to your freedom is you. You're the only one that can keep yourself from voting, from writing a letter to your congressman, from reading a newspaper. Listen, take advantage of your rights. Learn how at explorefreedomusa.org. Your freedom thrives only when you use it. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
SoCal Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. And now from Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, and one of People Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People, Maria Menounos, on The Adam Carolla Show.
I discovered her. She's mine. Maria, I've been in love for many years with you. Look
at her.
Were
you aware of this, Maria?
I wasn't.
But look at her.
Gorgeous.
Fantastic.
I'm actually trying to look at her and still remain polite. And be able to stand.
And she has a womanly body. I mean, she's obviously very fit, but she's not a stick.
She's like wearing a little bit of a push-up bra, if you don't mind me looking tonight.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Regular bra.
Yeah, it's pretty regular.
Well,
we're in good shape there.
Yeah. So. What do you got? A solid C going?
Yeah.
No.
Nice.
You don't want to admit to a D, so you crush yourself into a C just like a girlfriend.
Do you cram yourself into a C?
Yeah, I used to be in a lot bigger denial at different times.
Really? You got a D cup going?
See, I just
found
that out.
No, it was worse than that, because when I was in college, I gained 40 pounds. I was in double D denial.
Because you had been a beauty pageant girl before then, right?
Yeah, I had done a few pageants, and then in college, it just kind of...
40
it was weird.
Pounds.
Growing up, my dad was diabetic, so we ate really healthy in our house. And then I went to college, and I learned what, like, waffles and bagels and cream cheese and pizza in the middle of the night and all this stuff.
Are you aware that lying about your cup size in reverse is the same thing about lying about your age in advance? Like, how old are you? And you'd say, I'm 57. Why would you do that?
Uh-huh.
If you could pack yourself into a D.
Well, I'm not lying. If you look at the thing on the back, right. It says a C.
Yeah. But, and I just learned about this.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is a D, but will not admit it.
Uh-huh.
So packs herself into a C so she can say it.
Hey, I have no problem. If I'm a D, then I'm a D. I don't care. I just know that what the label says is a C, and it works, and that's fine.
Yeah, she's a C. She's a healthy C. And by the way, Danny's girlfriend is still in high school, and she was talking about a report card, Danny.
She is no longer in high school. She graduated with flying colors.
All right.
That's funny.
2 years early. Hey, Maria. Again, a huge fan, and yes, it takes a lot of courage because I've seen some pictures of you as a bigger person, mm-hmm. and it's 40 pounds. Now, most people lose 10 pounds and think they've lost a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. You were 175 pounds, or what?
No.
How much did you weigh?
You know what? When I lost,
I'll tell you right now.
When I lost the 40, I got a little too thin. It was like I was down to like 110 or something. It was getting once
you
start losing
the other way, yeah.
it goes really quick,
yeah.
And then you have to kind of reassess, and you're like, wait, now I can't finish a salad, like this is getting out of control.
How did you pack on the weight, and that would have been the time to move in as a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because your self-esteem, you have this. What you got over here, what you got is a beautiful car that's got some bird crap on it. Now's the time to buy it.
Yeah, but when you're overweight, Maria, tell me if you agree or not, but when you're even if you're full from dinner that night, uh-huh. you don't really want to be touched. But if you're 40 pounds more than usual,
I didn't care. To me, it was like one of those things where... I was like, you know what? If I'm ever going to have a little extra weight, it's now. I knew where I wanted to go, and I knew what I wanted to do in life. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this moment in time. I'm going to have my eating contest and beat the football players and whatever. So
are those two separate incidents, an eating contest and then beating football players, or is this a combination of things?
Where did you go to school, Maria?
Emerson College.
In Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had no problem with it. Everyone around me had a problem with it. I still had a six-pack. My weight was distributed kind of evenly. So when you look at pictures, I mean, I know that when you're looking at them frontal, like from the front,
mm-hmm.
you can't see the shelf that was going on in the back.
That's where the weight went to the back.
Yeah.
But see,
so it was like hips and butt, but I mean, I was going into a size 14. I'm a 4.
So here's the guy.
Are you a 4 now?
Yeah.
I'm going to build a time
4, 6,
machine.
I mean, it's, you know.
I'm a 7'9".
I'm building 7'9". A time machine. I'm going back in the future,
uh-huh.
and I'm going to play the part of Maria Menounos' very understanding boyfriend who
right.
says, I love you. As a matter of fact, I'd like you to pack on a few more pounds.
Yeah.
And you say, really? It's about me. It's not about my big ass. And I say, no, baby. It's about you. Then you shed the weight. You become this. But we're hooked. We're locked in because I'm the guy who loved you back then.
Yeah, you're grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a boyfriend at the time?
Yeah.
But the reverse can happen, can it not? Because I've been to the rodeo once or twice myself with a big girl who gets small and hot. And if you're the cool guy, because I like a bigger woman. I do. I happen to have been married to a stick person, but I like more substantial women. Then all of a sudden they lose all this weight and everybody else appreciates them and they have a tendency to sow some wild oats that I'm not all that thrilled about. Did you do that?
Absolutely when
you
got all, not.
You didn't? You didn't lose the weight and dump the boyfriend?
No.
No, because she was thin and then put on the weight and then got thin again.
Yeah, I mean, to me it wasn't about that. I mean, I didn't really care, honestly. Like it was one of those things where it was all about work. I'm like, you know what? I'm going out to LA. I'm going to pursue my dreams, and I know what I have to do.
Good
so it's like I didn't really care one way or another.
Do you still have the boyfriend?
Not that one.
No comment?
New boyfriend.
No, it's not that. It's
are
just,
you single?
I just don't
please
talk
tell
about
me
it
not
at
going
all.
Out with Ryan Seacrest.
You don't talk about your dating life
at all. No. I like to keep away from all
how
of that.
How do you feel about
that? Because the nice thing about it, and I thought about it the other night, it was funny. I was like, you know what? Anytime you hear about me, it's always about work, and that's how I want it to be.
Not like that Vanessa Minnillo.
You know what?
That whore.
Everybody has their own way of doing things.
I just interpreted
my stuff being
what
about
you said.
Work,
did you hear that
too? And
that's
it.
Mm. That's what I heard.
I heard whore.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
That girl with Nick Lachey is a whore.
No, I actually like Vanessa.
Maria, I like a lot of whores. Don't feel bad.
But to me, it's just about my work, and we keep it that way.
Well, we can't even figure out if you're single or engaged or...
Not engaged.
Okay.
And I'm not
engaged.
Single, but I don't talk about it.
I see. So boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what you might want to do then is kind of just imply, like Seacrest does, just kind of imply every now and again that you're gay.
Yeah. And what about, let me ask you this, though. There must be tons of lecherous Hollywood types trying to hit you up. They think you're beautiful. You have that great, endearing laugh. You know, the thing that's great about Maria is she's beautiful but seems very approachable.
She's not a bimbo. You could take her to a party and you would be proud.
Right. Lots
of... she's anchored the Today Show several times. Of course you could take her out to civilized company.
Hollywood types hitting on you? Publicists calling?
No.
You get calls. Is that the laziest piece of dating you can do? Have your publicist ring up some other chick and call their people and arrange a date?
I don't know, but I understand how that happens because people don't have time and they're not. It's a weird world that we live in.
Don't have time to ask someone on a date?
Well, how do you... I mean, what do you have to make sure you find out what event they're going to go to and, like, follow them there? Then you're a stalker.
Mm.
At the very least, if you're, you know,
so it's
whoever.
Happened dozens of times?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I understand why someone would have their publicist call because, you know, it's kind of like having a friend in common. You would call the friend and say, would you set me up?
Is I would be too embarrassed to call my publicist, so I would have to have somebody call my publicist. To tell them I wanted them to call.
Well, if I had a
publicist. I'd have to call someone to tell them to call my publicist and tell them I want to ask Maria Menounos out.
Have you ever been interviewing an actor and you thought, I interviewed Matthew Fox from Lost and I really could barely get a sentence out. That guy's really good looking.
Yeah.
Have you ever interviewed somebody and been flustered?
Yeah, I mean, not flustered.
I'm sorry.
I think I don't have, I was never that girl that had like pictures of like boys up on, you know, her wall and was like, oh my God, he's so hot. I've never thought the stereotypical Hawkeyes were hot to me. So when I get in front of one and I'm like, actually, people were pretty right about this one. Like, I remember interviewing Paul Walker, and I'll throw his name out there, and I know that it'll go everywhere. But
good,
I remember interviewing
no
him and being like, oh, my God, those
Fast
eyes are
furious.
Piercing, and he is a beautiful man.
It's all three of them.
But, you know, it does happen when you're in front of someone. And, you know, when you're talking to someone and you're getting to know them, too, you kind of... You get to see a little bit more than just the...
Yeah, there's always something romantic
about
that.
So you're sleeping with Paul Walker. I get it. Maria Menounos is
not.
In studio. God bless you, Maria.
Thanks, guys. I'm glad I got to come in.
She didn't disappoint, did she?
Said you were.
Look at her. Am I right or am I right?
She does not disappoint.
Well, take a break.
Oh, no, I'm disappointed. She's just hot.
Up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, Ace was raised in what he would call the cheapest family in America. So we'll talk about how cheap your family is. That's coming up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Better Beer Bureau, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I just noticed a mistake on the Miller Lite label. It says it contains only 3.2 grams of carbs. Obviously a typo.
Let me check the Better Beer Bureau Carb Index. 3.2 grams of carbs in a Miller Lite? That's correct, actually.
But that's like half the carbs of Bud Light.
Yeah, that's about right, sir. Pretty incredible.
3.2 grams, huh? Now, you're sure those aren't...
Yeah. calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat. Bud Light contains 6.6 grams carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing, and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable.
Visit Hustler Casino Saturdays from 2 p.m. to midnight for your chance to win. Random winners get $200 fast cash, plus they spin for up to $1,000 more. And they can even win a key that could unlock the all-new Audi A6. You've wanted to check out Hustler Casino, so here's your chance. Sizzling Saturdays cash and car giveaway now through summer. Hustler Casino is in the city of Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard and Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for directions and details. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com. Hustler Casino. Real casino, real cash, real close.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their home.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years, folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
If you're a man between 18 and 60 and have no major medical problems, are in good health, and live in the L.A. area, you may qualify for a new investigational research study. The L.A. Biomedical Research Institute at Harbor-UCLA is looking for healthy men who have no major psychiatric illness and no drug or serious alcohol abuse within the last 12 months. This research study is investigating the effects of a new anti-anxiety medication on the production of sperm. The study includes a total of 14 visits in a period of 10 months. Qualified participants will receive no-cost study-related medical care throughout the study. Visits will include physical exams, EKGs, blood tests, and semen analysis. You will receive final compensation for your time and travel expenses up to $1,350, depending on the number of visits you complete. Call 310-222-8172 to learn more. That's 310-222-8172, 310-222-8172. Or log onto their website, labiomed.org, and click on Clinical Studies.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by Lexus, which invites you to the Lexus Summer Sales Event, now through September 4th.
What do you call these?
Oh, those are cans of Tecate Light. That's not beer. That's cerveza.
Oh, come on. Beer, cerveza. It's the same thing.
No, no, no. Beer and cerveza is not the same thing.
Of course it is.
Is it the same thing if I say te quiero or I love you?
No, it's not the same.
You see, just like amar y querer is not the same, beer and cerveza is not the same either.
I know what you mean. Sorry, honey.
I love you.
Te quiero.
Huh?
Tecate Light. Mexico's number one cerveza light. It's not beer, it's cerveza. Enjoy Tecate Light responsibly. 2007. Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. Here's a crank call from the Crank Yankers Vault with Sarah Silverman.
This is Tina. How may I help you?
Hi. I have a funny yet tragic story. I left my diary on my garbage cans and went inside and they got picked up and I've got to get it back today.
Hold on just a moment, okay?
Hi, this is Tom in the residential department. I understand you're calling about something that our guys took on Friday.
Did you find it? Did she find it?
No, that's going to be just about impossible.
Oh, God, I have faith in you. It's so important, but you should get off the phone now and start digging, Yeah, it's going to be tough for you.
Well, Friday, if you would have called us Friday when it happened, there would be a possibility that when the truck goes to the landfill that you could possibly find it inside the truck. But, you know, since 2 days have passed, in fact,
you're going to have to go 2 days deep. So you might want some protective gear.
It's just not possible.
Would money make it possible? I've got $10 for you if you can find it.
No, it's not a money issue. It's just that it's not possible. Have you ever been to a landfill?
$15.
Have you ever been to a landfill?
I grew up on a landfill.
You grew up on a landfill?
Well, yeah, in Israel.
So you know how much garbage goes in the landfill?
I don't get why you're not digging right now. It's my diary. If I don't write in it by 5, you know, what is the commitment if you're not committing to it? You know what I mean? I have a commitment for a journal.
Yeah.
It's like my baby, you know? I mean, it's like, I lost my baby. I lost my baby. Could you find it, you know, in the dump? No, it's impossible, ma'am. You know, it's like...
You read about the lady who was found in the landfill and how long it took them to find a body in the landfill. You can only imagine that. Diary.
Boring. Maybe you could put on some like scuba gear and just dive down there. I mean, you can guesstimate.
Right. There's just no possible way that it can be recovered.
I know, but sweetie, so much happened to me this weekend, and if I don't get it down, then it's gonna go woo, you know, out into the universe. I have so much in my head that I need to write down, and I just need you to really chop, you know.
I understand, but it's just not possible.
I'll tell you, so. I'll be putting this in my diary. This phone call. I know.
Sure.
But, you know, I have so much invested in it. I've been writing it in it every night for 3 days, you know.
For 3 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's, you know, almost a page per day. So, you know what I could do is you get digging. I'll wait by the curb.
Okay.
All right, Sanford?
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye, ugly.
The great Sarah Silverman. Beautiful, smart, funny.
Too much for me.
And much saner.
I couldn't date her.
She's too sane. I was prepared for her to be like every good-looking. See, here's the deal. If you're good-looking, you have a certain amount of license to be nuts. If you're good-looking and you're super funny... And you never are, but if you're just super funny, you now have license to be nuts. Now, good looking and funny, that just seems like a disaster right there.
Right.
That just seems like, okay, Jimmy, you're dating a cuckoo clock. You're actually going to have sex with the hole before the bird comes out.
And now,
don't do it near the top of the hour, by the way.
Right.
That's
now
my
you
buddy.
Have her own money. You know,
right.
She has her own dough now. So now she's funny. And independently wealthy, you add a whole notch to that. Go for my paranoia level.
Not
for
right.
my insecurities.
But sane,
not her. Yeah,
sane and sweet as a day is long. Paul?
Yes.
Tell us your thrift shop story.
Well,
I tell you,
by the way, let me just send this out here. 866-901-ADAM. I just like your general stories of being poor or your family being cheap because I come from the cheapest, the poorest, but also the cheapest people on the planet. And the reason I say that is because I was poor my entire life. I would still order a topping on a pizza.
Yeah.
You can be as poor as you want. You still can do certain things and afford certain things. So go ahead, Paul.
Okay. Well, my mom would take us to the thrift shop to look for finds, you know, golden finds that you'd find as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And always behind the glass case there was all the trumpets and trombones and clarinets and everything.
Yes.
And I would take my little sister over there and I'd have her blowing on all of them.
Sure.
And that nasty smell from those instruments, it smelled like urine, you know?
I know. In today's Purell society, I don't think buying shoes from somebody who was killed in those shoes, buying things, again, not, you know, look, it's one thing to go to a thrift shop and buy an end table. It's another thing to buy a cardigan sweater an old man wore for 70 years and a fork that was in someone else's mouth for 50 years. That's a weird thing. Like, does that stuff even go down anymore?
Yeah.
Isn't everyone freaked out about germs and whatever, cooties now?
I don't know. I bought all my shoes when I was a teenager because I loved high heels. I bought all my shoes at the Salvation Army, and I think they still sell shoes there.
I'm completely unafraid of cooties.
I am, too.
I couldn't care less.
I can still tell you that every single mug in my mom's cupboard is from a thrift store or a garage sale. And it's a great plan if a new mug was $71 and those were 50 cents. Those are 50 cents and the new one's 85 cents. How much is your dignity worth? I say more than 35 cents a sip. Jesus Christ.
I just figured out what the hell you meant by 10.
Well, here's why I don't. Look, I understand saving money. I don't like wasting money now, but there are certain things people do to reinforce the fact that they're poor.
Yeah.
It pounds it into your brain. When you act like a poor person, you'll start earning like a poor person.
Yeah,
now,
I agree.
I'm not saying spend money you don't have. I'm just saying you can dress a certain way. You can eat a certain way. You can go to a place that has the world's worst eggs and the world's worst hash browns and the world's cheapest, most generic toast. And everything, including the butter, comes in a little packet you have to peel off. And you wipe it on there with a plastic spork. And that still costs $5 for breakfast. Or you can go to a good place and pay $6.95.
Yeah.
Nobody is so poor that you don't have that buck 95.
Yeah.
You have it. You hide behind this shield of I'm poor, we can't do this, but I'm telling you I was dirt poor up until the time I was 30 or 31, still could eat at the diner.
Right. Well,
there are people though,
not every day.
But there are people that, what are we talking about, $1.38, the extra $1.38?
Something like that.
That will actually do something for them later. If they can eat and not get the spork,
right,
and have the $1.38 for later in that day, if they're that kind of broke, that can be an important $1.38.
I'll give you a pass if you have more than three kids.
Yeah.
And
you will? I thought you would scream, "Be sterilized and stop hashing out or crapping out." Kids?
I would like you to do that as well. But if you're dirt poor,
I told a woman she should be sterilized. She says it just came out of my mouth.
Huh. I have no problem if you're a single mom, you have three kids, and literally every penny counts. But for most of you, you're just cheap and paranoid. Larry,
hello.
Used to go to a place that I used to pass all the time and never ventured into, the bakery thrift store.
Yeah. My parents, growing up, lived by the Dolly Madison thrift shop. And for the longest time, I'll tell you, all the way up into high school, I didn't know that grocery stores actually had a bakery section. And I always wondered why the baked goods had like a stale tinge to them.
Yeah.
And all the way through college, even, I had this phobia that we had to eat our bread or whatever in my fraternity or our dorm or whatever. We had to eat it within 1 to 2 days, otherwise it was going to go completely bad.
I used to pass the Hostess thrift shop all the time, and I would always think, how long does a Twinkie need to sit at a 7-Eleven before it makes it into this hellhole?
You know, Adam, the hilarious part about this is now my parents live out here in Las Vegas by me. And I don't know if you guys heard of the brand Oro-We.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Oro-We just opened a thrift shop here in Las Vegas.
You should force those old codgers to live off nothing but stale Oro-We bread as payment for your horrible childhood. And look, here's the deal. No one wants to see thrift shop in front of food.
No.
No one wants to see the word. I feel like I need to pull some companies aside. Hey, folks over at the Airbus Corporation, nobody likes the word bus in their transportation. Why don't you call yourself Air Mule or Air Donkey? It'd be a nice step up. And no one wants thrift store in front of bakery. Put specialty store. You know, do that thing you guys do.
99-cent store.
It's called a euphemism. Whip it up a little bit. Have fun with it.
Now, you grew up in the Valley. Did you, on Sepulveda Boulevard, it was very popular for a while, the Unclaimed Freight Store. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
On Sepulveda?
Yes.
And it would be, for some reason, I always thought of trains, like unclaimed train freight.
We went to the unclaimed angst store.
And claimed it?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
There'd be angst other people left behind. We'd go pick it up. Yeah, Sepulveda had a big place on it. That's where you'd go. This was the other pathetic part of my childhood, and probably everyone who grew up in the San Fernando Valley and beyond. They had those green stamps, those blue chip, those trading stamps, or whatever they call them. When you filled up with your at the gas station, they'd give you 20 of them. When you went to the supermarket and bought over $10 worth of food, they'd give you 10 of them. And eventually, you'd get a shoebox filled with these stamps. They were like the size of a regular stamp. And then you'd lick them, and you'd put them in a book. And if you filled up 3 books, you got a camping stove.
Yeah, I remember those. Because I don't think we were dirt poor, so I thought of them as something Mom just did.
They were kind of cool. They just give them to you. But then you would spend eventually the shoebox would get filled with these things. And then you'd spend a Friday night licking these things like a retard and sticking them onto this book. And then you'd do that thing where you go, we have 11 books filled. And I'd be like, well, what are we going to get? The Spruce Goose, Queen Mary, the Lincoln Monument. What are we going to get with these 11 books? And you'd open the catalog and you'd go,
list, right?
Yeah, you'd keep going. Thermos. Okay, we can't get the truck. We can't. No, let's see. Above ground pool. No, let's keep going. Ooh, geez, 176 books for the kiddie pool. Where are we going with this? Do you keep going? Keep going. Keep going. You get to the back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, the back had a sewing kit, mm-hmm. a pool raft, and something for camping.
Basically, it was stuff you could steal from a Holiday Inn.
Right. And then
shower cap, a sewing kit.
Then the argument would ensue. I want the crappy pup tent, sis. Well, I want the sewing kit. You know, and then the argument, because you only had 11 bucks. And everything was junky, and everything was crappy, and nothing worked. God, no wonder everyone was so depressed in the 70s. Ed?
Yeah, hey, you jarred my memory.
You know the name of that glass cutting thing that Danny had?
It was, I actually got 3 of them for one Christmas. For 3 different people. They're called the Floyd Fleming Bottle and Jug Cutter. And the commercial on TV was almost like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yes.
With a decrepit old fart promising you to be able to turn worthless junk into beautiful glassware.
Well, I mean, we spend thousands a week on glasses at the Corolla house. If we could convert every Snapple bottle into a fashionable tumbler, well, imagine the millions we would save over the years.
You'd have a house made of the tops of the bottles.
Could physically do that, yes.
All we need is fuel Hauser. We got something here.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, that's a perfect Hauser.
I don't know if this is just a girl thing, but
Books to get a vagina?
No, yes. But one thing I did was for my prom, I didn't have a dress, and I didn't want to ask my parents for money because they weren't cheap. They were just poor, and I knew they'd give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that Nordstrom had a very generous return policy. So when I was 18, I went there. I bought my prom dress. I tucked in the tags. I prayed nothing would spill on it.
Probably the pretty in pink.
Right.
And then I returned it.
Really?
Yeah.
And that worked out?
Yeah. I think they knew. I mean, I think the saleswoman looked at me and figured out the whole story immediately. It was obviously the day after the prom.
Mm-hmm.
The dress had obviously been worn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kyle, there are certain things that... There's certain times when businesses know you've got them and they have no choice because they didn't have a good policy. Thank you. That's right. Teresa made her prom dress out of a curtain and a wet nap.
No, I bought it and returned it.
Go to commercial! See, Kyle.
I always felt guilty.
Here's the one I love. Kyle?
Yes.
What do you got for us? Give us your pathetic story of cheap parents.
Okay, this is very pathetic. It is early 90s, I think, mobile gas stations with the fill-up. You got the right one, baby, Diet Pepsi glasses.
Oh, right.
I remember that. Yeah.
My parents still have probably 5 or 6 of those glasses. That'd come out every Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner for some odd reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's sadder and more pathetic when you're attempting to celebrate and the cheapness comes spilling forth. Yeah. You know, I can get past it, but my family does this with plastic. They're obsessed. My grandmother, oh good Christ, my grandmother uses plastic, those disposable plastic clear wine glasses, although nothing is disposable for her.
Right.
So she has ones that are 28 years old and they're foggy. And I don't like drinking alcohol, especially, you know, a percentage of alcohol enjoyment and beverage enjoyment is the goddamn container.
Yeah, yeah, the martini glass or the highball.
Right. I don't like going to the ball game and drinking out of the big plastic Miller Lite bottle. I don't like drinking stuff out of a styrofoam cup. I like a chilled glass. Yes, think of a martini in a plastic cup now.
It's
sort of half the experience is now essentially ruined.
Yeah, we went to that. Remember those ladies went here and they were pumping that restaurant, one on Sunset or Sunset One? I was there last night with those Nordic chicks.
Right.
God, I looked really so cool. But their whole thing was presentation on, like, pretty glasses with pretty cocktails. They had, I think they were actually called pretty cocktails. And you had them on your table and you were Hefner.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you were Hefner with your little swizzle stick.
When you go to my grandma's house, you dump some wine in a glass and start heading toward the door. Your foot breaks an invisible laser beam that goes. Alarms start going off. A net drops on you, like Planet of the Apes. And my grandma becomes like screaming, like, "Where are you going outside with this? Like, this old lady? You think I turn into Jerry Lewis the second my foot hits the earth?" I mean, I'm in the kitchen. By the way, if I drop the glass in the kitchen on the tile floor, what do you think it's going to do? Bounce back up into my hand? It's going to break.
It's going to shatter.
It's going to break the same way as if I drop it outside on the patio.
What about eating ice cream out of a lovely glass bowl or eating it out of a washed out yogurt container that somebody saved?
My grandmother, she treated, my grandparents, I should say, they treated Tupperware. And I'm talking about 30-year-old. You know when the stuff gets warped in the washing machine? It gets too hot and the thing starts melting and deforming a little so the cap doesn't fit on the thing right. They treated that stuff like we were talking about Fabergé eggs. Like I was talking about shoving grandpa's goulash into a Fabergé egg and taking it back to my apartment. And so what my grandfather and grandmother used to do is just keep every mayonnaise jar, every pickle jar, and they'd hollow, you know, they'd wash it out, but the lid would get kind of rusty and you could always smell it and go, oh, this was the mayonnaise jar.
Yeah.
Oh, this was the pickle jar. I don't care how many times you washed it. You couldn't wash its soul out. It was the soul of a pickle jar. So every time, you know, it was time to bring home a little goulash, I was always like, I remember Grandpa would start going for the Tupperware, and Grandma would throw like a crackback block on. She'd do that thing where that slow motion action dive.
Right.
No! Grandpa'd be in slow motion, be coming up with the Tupperware. No! And the Tupperware would go flying in slow motion in the air, and then my grandma would do a second slow motion. No! I lived 1 mile from their house in an apartment. Where was the Tupperware going? What would have gone on with the Tupperware leaving the house?
If you heard the no, could you make it there before octogenarians actually collided in air in their slow motion dive and separate them? Or would they still be going on the O of
yes,
no?
I'd dive in between them with my Miracle Whip container. No! good Christ, people.
Oh, look, this caller used Cool Whip containers.
Let's see,
winter.
Mom. Oh, that one.
That's familiar.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened to our families. I understand if we're living several thousand years ago and we're somewhere in the desert and somebody has a pop can or a Cool Whip container, and this is a method that we could transport liquid from the stream without the leaky gourd or the animal skin sack that we, I understand it had some worth 2,000 years ago.
Right.
It has no worth today. We have containers now. There are ways to transport liquids and solids. We don't need that. But my family seemed to be living in this time where it still had some worth and more than just a passing worth. Winter?
Yes.
What's up?
Not much. Just driving to work.
Your family used Cool Whip containers?
Cool Whip containers, butter containers, things of that nature.
I was going to say,
but there was Cool Whip in the house at some point,
yeah,
yes?
But I don't ever remember eating ever Cool Whip.
You got other people's Cool Whip containers?
Somehow.
A guy with a cat went over to a 12-year-old's house with the actual Cool Whip. I remember that distinctly on You're a Predator.
So Cool Whip containers, yeah, pathetic. And they would use those like Tupperware.
Butter.
I can't believe it's not butter. It's not, babe. It's Cheerios. Okay, Mom, we know.
Yeah, anything.
And the worst is after you've had it for a year or so and spaghetti's been in there and it stains.
Oh, yes, it's red.
Yeah.
Wait, Winter, when you had your friends over, were you very embarrassed?
You know, no. I guess, you know, because I think either all my friends are poor like me or it was just not a big deal. We didn't have Tupperware. We just, you know, we had leftover containers of butter and Cool Whip.
You should still be very bitter. I hope you're very bitter.
Are you very bitter?
No, you know, I just have a plethora of
really,
Tupperware
you're disappointing
now.
The bejesus out of me and Teresa.
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
I just have a 10-month-old son.
Okay, please tell me you're going to take that out on him.
Did you give him an unusual name like yours, Winter?
No, Eli.
Oh, that's cute.
No, that's cute. Biblical. That's cute.
All right, Winter.
Okay.
I really work on the bitterness toward your family.
Yeah,
no.
It's the winter of my discontent.
Yeah. Let's see. Two more.
See, I was not good at the poor thing because my family went kind of belly up before I did by about 2 years.
Yeah.
And I remember when my mom and dad got a divorce, my mom and I moved into a house and she said, go to your room. I was 14 and I looked at her and I said, they're all my rooms.
It was your money.
My house.
Your house.
Yeah.
Fred?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You collected the animal ARC cups from ARCO, the gas station?
No, not the cups. They used to have an ARC and the animals, and they would give them away.
Yes, yes.
And every time you got gas, you got a different set of animals.
Yes.
Well, we were getting those, but my dad decided that he couldn't afford the ARC for
$3.99.
Right. So I ended up having it in a shoebox.
Right.
And then... lo and behold, I ended up getting the ARC for my birthday, which was a happy occasion.
Uh-huh.
And about a month later, my J.O. brother decided he was going to put his green army men on him and light the ARC on fire. So that was pretty much the end of that.
Yeah, so what happened was, and I do remember that promotion, that ARCO promotion too, which was, and I never put together the ARC and the ARCO part,
yeah.
But I guess when you're 9, you're not supposed to do that kind of math. They gave away 2 of everything, and then for $3.99, you'd get the ARC, but Dad wouldn't spring for that, baby.
No, it was just
all
too
right.
much. You know?
And you're bitter?
A little bit.
Okay,
If I had the ARC, I would put it on my mantle today just to know that I never had to live like that again.
Is your dad still alive?
No, he's dead.
Oh. I was going to ask you to kick him in the scrotum and yell thanks for the ARC, old man.
My dad's dead, and I'll kick him in the scrotum.
All right.
He won't keep me up at night. How about those little football helmets they had at 31 Flavors?
Yes.
Yeah.
As ice cream helmets.
That's right.
You'd have a sundae in it, and then you'd have a collectible helmet.
Again... Yeah, maybe it's Wall Street, or I should say Madison Avenue's fault for doing this to us, because they came out in the 70s. My childhood was a succession of one crappy promotional gift that you ate out of or drank out of to the next. It was either some crappy cup or some crappy helmet or some crappy something. Everything was made of plastic, and then because they said it was collectible, you got a house full of this crap. Yeah. Now, thankfully, my folks were even too cheap to go to like 31 flavors. We'd go to Thrifty's where stuff came in the waffle cones. There's no chance of, although my grandmother did try to collect those and store goulash in there for a number of years. It just broke down.
That was 10 cents for an ice cream cone, right? At Thrifty?
Five when I was a very little kid at Thrifty and 10 over at Save-On. But the point is people who did participate in this stuff, because the stuff had the word collector after it, would have a kitchen filled with junk, and then the next thing you know, you're eating dinner out of a football helmet.
Right.
Good times.
Good times.
All right, we need to take a break.
The best of the Adam Carolla Show continues next with Tracy Morgan. He'll talk about his home arrest ankle bracelet and even sing us a little song. Stick around. It's the best of the Adam Carolla Show.
You know, I love getting on my hog and riding all over the place. I even do Bonaducci's bagels for the Carolla Show. Well, if you want to spend the day with me on your hog, go to AdamCarolla.com and sign up and win a pair of Cruising With Me passes on some Harleys powered by the number one hit comedy Wild Hog, starring Tim Allen and Martin Lawrence on DVD and Blu-ray, in stores now.
Southern California's FM Talk Station, 97.1 Free FM. So, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Huddy, and Frank.
Maybe it's just you. Maybe you're like the anti-venom.
I've taken too much Viagra. I need the anti-venom.
You might be right. You're the antidote.
I'm going to carry that in my snake bite kit.
I'm just too horny. Where's Frosty? I need to come down from this high.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, the show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, LA's number one BMW and Mini dealer. While more and more of our competitors are being scooped up by large corporations, we're proud to say that we're still family-owned and operated. We don't answer to some headquarters many states away. We answer to you, our customer. We've been in the wholesale district for 29 years. Our low overhead allows us to pass along big savings to you so you can drive off in the BMW or Mini of your dreams. For example, come down before July 31st and save $5,000 off retail Kelley Blue Book on a 2004 530i, stock number 157. Plus, get 2.9 APR financing for up to 48 months. We have many low-mileage certified pre-owned 5 Series with similar savings to choose from. Another thing, when you call, you get a live person, not an automated system. So call now, 800-800-NICK, for details, directions, and a live body. We're centrally located all of Southern California in the wholesale district, and we offer free flatbed pickup and delivery for factory scheduled maintenance. That's 800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't say no.
Thinking about getting a new motorcycle or personal watercraft? Buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell. At Montclair Motors, they really care about their customers. Really, Montclair Motors has the most competitive prices, the right price on new vehicles, and no hidden charges. See, these guys at Montclair Motors are real ride what they sell kind of guys. That would explain why they're one of the largest dealers in the nation, and why you're going to buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, right? Of course, with gas prices going through the roof, you could save yourself a few hundred dollars a month just by hopping on a new Kawasaki or Yamaha motorcycle. See how Montclair Motors saves you money? 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway, open 7 days a week. Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell.
More than likely, you're sitting at your computer right now trying to make a living. And every 2 weeks, you get your paycheck just to watch most of it go to things like gas, utilities, and other stuff. Where's the fun in that? A great deal would be a welcome treat right about now, huh? Well, check out what Wienerschnitzel has for you. A free world-famous chili dog. Just click open your browser and hit the Wienerschnitzel logo for a free chili dog when you buy another at regular price. Talk about getting your money's worth. Two plump, juicy hot dogs covered with the delicious Wienerschnitzel chili for the price of one. Too bad they don't make computers, huh? And once you get there, it gets even better with their $2.99 chili dog combo. You get a plump, juicy hot dog covered with the delicious Wienerschnitzel chili, a regular order of crispy golden fries, and a refreshing medium drink of your choice for a measly $2.99. But hurry. Deals this good won't last forever. Only at the home of America's most wanted hot dog, Wienerschnitzel, where they're pushing the boundaries of taste. Offer good for a limited time only at participating locations.
Are you tired of living with back pain? Have you tried everything from a chiropractor to surgery to your grandma's home remedies, and nothing gave you lasting relief? Well, last weekend on Free FM, Dr. Jennifer Jara told you about an amazing new procedure called non-surgical spinal decompression. It's a new procedure with FDA clearance that can heal chronic pain without drugs or surgery. Dr. Jara's new treatment stretches your spine, releasing pressure, and puts your spinal discs back in place without cutting you open, and even better, without manual chiropractic adjustments. If you'd like to be pain-free without surgery or medication, call 800-749-7705. The next 37 callers who qualify will receive a free consultation, free examination, and one free treatment. Call 800-749-7705. That's 800-749-7705. And tune in to Cracking Down on Pain, hosted by Dr. Jara, every Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Okay, so you've heard about the dramatic increase in foreclosures, something like 800% from last year. That can't be good, right? Well, that all depends. Would you like to pick up one of these properties for, say, free? Not one dime from out of your pocket? Well, you can, with Home Solutions and a credit score of 680 or higher. Home Solutions can set you up with a free property under market value for no money. They'll pay all of your title, taxes, escrow, loan fees, appraisal fees, and home warranty. And most Home Solutions properties come with tenants already there. But wait, there's more. You'll also receive 12 months of prepaid mortgage and $5,000 to $10,000 profit at the close of escrow, all without spending a dime. What are you waiting for? Call Home Solutions right now at 800-980-1778. That's 800-980-1778. Home Solutions, 800-980-1778.
The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci, 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in less than a minute.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. Here's a crank call from the Crank Anchor's Vault with Tracy Morgan.
Hey, is this LJ?
Yes.
Hello, LJ. I'm Spoonie Love from up above. I'm calling about getting some driving lessons.
Okay, you have your learner's permit, Spoonie?
I just got out of the joint, man. I haven't driven since, they took away my license, when I went to jail. Yeah, I went to jail for ramming a school bus into a department store.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If I, accidentally killed a pedestrian while you was behind the wheel with me,
mm-hmm.
would that make me responsible?
Yes.
I ask that because, one more strike and I'm done, man.
You're going to be responsible for that, Spoonie.
You think there's any way I could borrow the car for a few days?
Oh, no, you cannot borrow a car with yourself.
That way I could practice at home. My man in charge of the operation told me I'm going to be driving the getaway car. I like to ram in the crap. I like to drive through doo-doo and stuff like that. Can I do, donuts? Do donuts and all that.
Why would you do that? If you can cause another accident, then you cannot get your license.
Yeah, but life is about living, man.
If you want, I can fax you a rate sheet, Spoonie. You have a fax machine?
I could get my hands on it. I've gotten my hands on a few fax machines in my time. I think I could get a fax machine when you need me to get it. You want to buy it? What's up?
No.
You know what I did one time? I dumped a body in a lake inside of a car one time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. I was a prostitute, man. Black chick. I broke her arm, too. I got this sadistic white dude inside of me that breaks black prostitutes' arms and put their bodies in cars, man. That's why I want to learn how to... I need some lessons.
Oh.
Yeah. Are your cars bulletproof?
Bulletproof?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Why would a guy shoot our driving school cars,
I've seen a lot of things happen. I'm up in Harlem. Oh. So why don't you come pick me up? I got some dudes standing in front. I think they selling crack, but don't worry about them.
Oh, my God.
You want to come pick me up at 3 o'clock? I want to make a pickup first. Could we make a pickup? I need to go to Washington Heights. I need to make a few deliveries.
Few deliveries for what, sir?
Two keys of coke.
If a police catches us,
I can make you some money, man. I can make you some quick dough.
If a police catches us and then you're going to deliver some trucks and then we're going to be in trouble,
Ain't nobody going to know. Ain't nobody going to know, man.
No, it's difficult, Spoonie.
I'll put $10,000 in your pocket.
We don't do illegal stuff.
Do you carry a piece? We will be partners.
I don't know. Illegal, you know. You've been carrying a lot of illegal stuff, and you want us to drive you and deliver some crack.
I'll see you at 3 o'clock.
That's a driving lesson. It's all we carry, driving lesson.
You going to come pick me up at 3 o'clock?
You can try another driving school, Spoonie, okay? Nice talking to you.
You don't... John.
Tracy Morgan.
Spoonie is the best!
Spoonie Love.
Nice. It doesn't have to end!
Everyone loves Spoonie Love.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all put me... Hey, yo, Adam, man. Mm. Y'all put me in a position, man, to score big.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you I was cutting down the baseline.
You mean Spoonie catapulted you into the next stratosphere of your career?
Man. Street cred? What?
I got to tell you something. The blacks love crank yankers. Yeah, am I right?
The blacks do.
I haven't found one white guy
who likes it, especially in Chicago, man.
The brothers love crank yankers.
Chicago. That's where Jesse Jackson, that's the whole black... The whole Operation Push. That's what Operation Push and Coalition Rainbow and all that.
Now, Tracy Morgan is here with his friend.
Mudflap.
WAP.
WAP.
Yeah, yeah, that's my dude, man.
Now, he used to be Leroy, but we got...
I like Mudflap.
We got rid of Leroy, and we got WAP.
Lee is still down, but we just put him somewhere.
Elbow.
Now, Tracy can be found, obviously, on 30 Rock, which is a great TV show.
He can also be found on 30 Rocks. Which I'm fairly confident.
And I can be found on a track in the Bronx with chicks out there. I'm a good pimp.
Checking trap.
Checking trap. I'm a good pimp.
What's checking trap?
It means checking money.
Yeah.
For my hoes.
Well, now, Tracy.
I'm a good pimp because when my women is out there on the street, I bring them Gatorade from time to time.
Pimp with a heart.
Selling that stuff all day long. I know they'd be thirsty.
Tracy.
Look at Danny. He's crazy.
Speaking of thirsty.
Tracy Morgan just called you crazy.
It's just because I've been where you've been.
Tracy, you had a little run-in with the law.
Yeah.
You got the ankle bracelet on?
Yeah, you know what it was, man. Mm. They was going to give me a pants, but I kept stepping on the cop's shoe.
So they gave you the ankle. Now, does that...
You want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see it.
It's big, dude.
All right, and that thing will detect...
Look at that.
That'll detect alcohol in your system?
I'm Bray Runner now.
Yeah.
I'm Bray Runner.
So if you put alcohol in your system, that thing will alert somebody that you have done that?
Yeah.
Even if someone's really drunk standing next to him, it'll go off.
That's
really?
How sensitive
yeah.
Wow.
Yep. You better slow further away from me, buddy.
Yeah. I would stay away from producer Angie.
And what about weed? Does it detect weed?
Nah.
So
no,
you're just,
no, it doesn't. Just
you're eating that by the bushel now.
No, I'm chilling, man. I'm enjoying my success without the... I mean, I rock and roll, dude. Yeah, man. I'm loving my sobriety, too, man. I don't hurt in the morning or nothing.
When does the ankle bracelet come off?
Next month. A month from today.
Are you going to start drinking again that
Probably,
day?
I don't know.
I do know,
keep it real
yes.
with thyself to thyself be true.
Yeah, I appreciate
now, how does
that.
The ankle,
I had fun.
Yeah.
How does the ankle bracelet work? You got a couple of DUIs or 502s or whatever they call them, wherever you are. And on the second one, they gave you the ankle bracelet?
The second one. Yeah, man, they gave me a shot. The second one, they was going to give me jail time, but then they decided to, you know, give me the bracelet.
You paid off somebody?
Mm-hmm. No.
So they give you the ankle bracelet, and they don't want you drinking for, what is it, 3 months?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's hard, isn't it?
It would be hard.
2 months of...
No,
it
was hard for
dude.
Me. I'm looking at what I got on my plate. I'm not jeopardizing nothing.
Really?
I don't need alcohol that bad. It's all mind over matter with me. I'm Tracy Morgan. I'm from Best Star Do or Die. Holler at your boy when you see me on the street. Act like you know me.
So and what happens if you...
I'm already conquered all the worse.
If you do, you are like a huge line of blow. Nothing off the ankle.
I've never did narcotics. Sold a gang of it back in the day.
But never tried any of
it. I've never tried it.
Do you go back to Bed-Stuy?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. That's my therapy.
I like the way you say Bed-Stuy, too. It sounds like a hopeful place.
I would get you pregnant. She would get pregnant.
It's Bed-Stuy.
You know what?
If you was my woman, I would leave it in. Every time we had sex, I would leave it in. I would never take it out.
I think that's sweet.
There's a lot of black people in Bed-Stuy.
Refreshing to find a black man who doesn't pull out.
When worlds collide. When worlds collide. Adam!
Yeah. No, look, anyone who's been to a strip club and knows the heartache of getting a stripper with the stretch marks or the C-section scar.
Those are the ones I like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, dude, I want one that's been in a fender bender, brother. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want them. I don't want them all pristine. I don't want to see her strip. I want to see a chick with a couple of kids.
Stab wound in the back of the thigh.
I want to see some cigarette burns, bro.
I love some stretch marks.
I want to see some war wounds.
Everybody, it's Tracy Morgan and WAP in the house. No, he ain't Italian. I know it's dark in here. You can't see him. Smile, WAP. There we go. All right, any chick that's been burned in industrial fire, stand by a pimp, come on down. The you water's just fine in WAP slack.
I'm rock and roll. Yep.
Change stage four.
I'm a good candidate to catch chlamydia at 40.
I'm down with WAP. Now, not on the stripper thing, but on just regular chicks, I prefer a little bit crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
A little bit, just like.
Yep. I like something that's not over the top, too glamorous, that she could actually live next door.
Yeah.
You know, we can have sex while she's dumping the garbage and it could just happen.
Yeah. I like a chick.
I'm hard on strippers, too, because I go to the strip clubs. Mm-hmm. Like, I go to the strip club with those sweatpants, the White Shadows, the Coach Reeves, with no drawers on.
Right.
And I cut a little hole right there, so if you give me a lap dance, you're liable to get pregnant.
You know.
Yeah. I just got pregnant.
Tracy, let's put it this way. I don't drive a really nice car because I don't want to worry about it. Right. Like, I don't want to worry about someone dinging it. I don't want to worry about going to a bad neighborhood and who's getting into it and all that kind of stuff. I like a car that's got a few dings in it so I don't have to think about it. If you got to drive over those spike strips that say wrong way every once in a while, so be it. It's a beater. Is that the way you feel about the ladies?
Yes, man. I like a woman that's tough. You got to be able to ride me all night long, then cook good meatloaf, you know? You got to be able to cook a bowl of cream a week, man. I love my women. I'm loving Chevrolet.
Uh-huh.
Like a rock. Oh, like a rock.
Tracy.
I like them tough.
Morgan, the first like black man
tough.
To sing a Bob Seger song.
I like the crust on the back of the feet. I like that crust on the back of the feet.
Rusty Bumper.
I like when you go...
I've lost now.
I love that fart sound.
The air pocket?
Yeah, when you hit that air pocket,
the
lady. That's
the
Cootie Cat singing.
On, baby.
That's the vajayjay singing.
Yep.
That's music to my ear when I hear. That's a Cootie Cat going. I see trees of green, red roses too.
The siren song.
Skies that are blue for me and you. And I think to myself, I have a wonderful world.
I'm expressing my inner language through the majesty of song.
How the hell did you make it on network?
I got Danny laughing. Yes.
I got Danny laughing.
He brought his
posse WAP in here. We're going to take a quick break.
Having such a good time with Tracy Morgan, he's going to stick around for another one. More with Tracy Morgan next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. All right, we all know that Diet 7-Up is a great-tasting, refreshing drink. But now the mad scientists at 7-Up have made something perfect even better by injecting an extra shot of natural lemon-lime flavor. And the FM talkers right here are always behind anything with an extra shot in it. So today from noon till 2, the FM Talk Street Squad is going to be at the Costa Mesa Circle K at 111 Del Mar Avenue, putting cans of the new Diet 7-Up right there in your grubby hands. And check out the Jiffy Lube Suburban for a coupon for 25% off a signature service oil change. Powered by Diet 7-Up and the gastric bypassers right here at 97.1 Costa Mesa's FM Talk Station.
Hey streamers, it's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon right here on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Dad.
What?
Can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Yeah, stuck all right.
Anything?
Now watch. If you take your palm like this and smack it on the bottom right here, you can get it open pretty easily. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Every day, the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Okay, so you've heard about the dramatic increase in foreclosures. Something like 800% from last year? That can't be good, right? Well, that all depends. Would you like to pick up one of these properties for, say, free? Not one dime from out of your pocket? Well, you can, with Home Solutions and a credit score of 680 or higher. Home Solutions can set you up with a free property under market value for no money. They'll pay all of your title, taxes, escrow, loan fees, appraisal fees, and home warranty. And most Home Solutions properties come with tenants already there. But wait, there's more. You'll also receive 12 months of prepaid mortgage and $5,000 to $10,000 profit at the close of escrow, all without spending a dime. What are you waiting for? Call Home Solutions right now at 800-980-1778. That's 800-980-1778. Home Solutions, 800-980-1778.
My heart beats like crazy. My palms sweat. And the vibrations become intense.
Katie Jensen is under the influence of Tom, her volunteer drum teacher.
Oh, that sounds great, Katie.
Spending one afternoon a month with neighborhood kids like Katie, Tom helps them stay away from drugs. Share a skill, a passion, a hobby with kids in your community, and you can make a big difference. That's because kids who enjoy a regular positive activity with an adult are less likely to begin using drugs or alcohol. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer.
All right, Katie, you rock.
Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad
Council. Thank you, and we're back. You know, when it comes to fighting crime, he's never going to roll over. He's McGruff the Crime Dog.
Roll over. You're okay, Joy.
Thanks.
And I got two words to make your neighborhood safer.
Uh-huh.
Coffee cake.
Ah, the old poison coffee cake trick. The crook takes a bite, falls down to the ground.
No, it's for your neighbors.
You want to poison your neighbors?
No, never.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, for 25 years, I've been given tips about preventing crime. One of them is to invite people over for a cup of coffee and share the problems you see on your street and what to do about them.
That's great.
You can invite your local police officer to help, too.
I'd come to your doghouse for coffee cake in a safer neighborhood.
You can cut down on crime by not just locking your door, but opening up to your neighbors.
Still, a 10-pound bundt cake dropped on a bad guy's foot could help.
It couldn't hurt. And go on to weprevent.org for other tips to help, too.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Adam Carolla!
On 97.1 Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
And now, the Adam Carolla Show presents Great Moments in Local News.
And
David Beckham will be officially introduced as a member of the Los Angeles Galaxy during a ceremony later this morning, around 10 this morning, and a few people, just a few, I think, will be here for the ceremony this morning.
You think?
I think so.
Amy, if you could do me a favor, get Victoria's signature for me.
That's a great moment in local news. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
I did Loveline for 11 years, and Dr. Drew never laughed that hard at anything I ever said.
I just did a show the other night, man. It was incredible.
It was?
That was heavy duty, man. People were calling with all kind of... I wonder if all of that stuff was real.
Oh, yeah.
It's real. Tracy Morgan, what did you think of Adam's replacement? Did you enjoy him?
Who's Stryker?
I think that's his name.
That's his name. You can't say his name. You know, it's nobody like Adam Carolla.
There you go.
Good answer. You're going to get a blood.
Man. Stryker's a young dude. That's my dude. Me and him from Cooley High.
That's right.
We come from Cooley
Check
High.
Check the yearbook. King of Cooley High.
And you got best hair.
Had a funny little exchange with WAP. That is his partner in crime. Mm-hmm. We just walked in. Now, WAP is what? How tall are you, WAP?
5'10"-ish.
And what do you weigh-ish?
I'm coming in at a spelt 285, 290.
Right, so I walked in the middle of a conversation I didn't hear, and WAP was looking at me, and he goes, "Bread, man. I need bread.
We need bread.
What we need is bread. I need bread." And yep. I looked at him, and I thought, I think he's had enough
carbs.
Bread. He's had plenty of bread. Your carbs are fine. Now, he was talking about money, I do believe.
Yes.
But it was confusing.
Not much to eat on the road, man.
He doesn't look
That's
late.
Big boy.
He looks like a pixie.
Where do you stand on Paula Abdul, Tracy Morgan?
I straighten her right out. I fix her wagon.
Don't.
She
like
acting crazy. She acting crazy, but I straighten her wagon out.
No, you
I
wouldn't.
I get all in her head before I get in her bed.
She'd mess you up.
She need a black dude. She like John Gotti's daughter. They need black dudes to straighten them out. I'm bringing her down to earth.
That's
soon as she starts that crazy crap.
That's hype.
What?
That's hype.
That's all it is hype.
She ain't stupid.
She has a reality show.
Because I'm going to give her a look. Look at this look.
She'd have you hooked on cocaine.
Who? Not me. She can't hit me with the Jedi mind trick, homeboy. I'm a Jedi master of red
thing. You a female Bobby Brown, dude.
I've had women on welfare with seven kids.
Brown.
You would straighten her out?
No. I would straighten her out. I'm from Brooklyn.
You'd both be in jail.
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from planet Earth.
You'd both be in prison.
I'd give her a look.
I do think.
Don't start it with me, Tracy.
I agree with Tracy here, which is these chicks get rich. Yeah. They don't have a guy to straighten them out. A, they're either single, or B, if they have a guy, he's practically on the payroll because they're making millions of dollars a year, and nobody will pipe up.
They know who to do that with.
I could do the same thing for Rosie.
Don't make me tie my pimp shoe.
Really?
I will tie my pimp shoe.
Are you tying your pimp shoe?
I will tie my pimp shoe.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Don't make me pull my goon in. Don't make me put that black glove on.
Tracy.
And Rosie O'Donnell would break your jaw.
Perspective would change.
I feel like the team that had to play the glove.
Once Rosie sit on my face, she's going to change her whole perspective.
Rosie's a bad
one. Can I play you a clip from Hey Paula? Paula Abdul's new reality show.
Paula want me. Come on, man. Paula want me. I make Paula role play the Silence of the Lambs. I play Migs, multiple Migs. And I make her walk past my bed and then I throw sperm in her hair.
It rubs lotion on its skin.
All right, play Paula.
Danny, I'm a freak, D. I'm a freak. I'm a big old freak.
And now I'm expected to pay to have more jewelry made for me.
Rob Paula's world.
No.
She would have to grow up with me.
Mm-hmm. Straighten her out the look.
I think you could straighten her out, too.
No,
I really do.
You know what happened to her? Too many guys got with her, and they left her with no dignity.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she give her some hush money?
They said that Billie Jean was based on her. Billie Jean.
So Billie.
They said, because she didn't you get pregnant by Jermaine or something?
Yes.
Like
that? No.
Yes. So, wait a minute. So Tracy, you say you will beat the dignity back into her?
I wouldn't beat the dignity. I would give her hush money.
Uh-huh.
I would buy her a gift or something. I would do a
buy her a gift.
Well, she's got a lot of money.
Yeah, well, I would do something to get her dignity back.
Now, what does it mean when you tie your pimp shoe?
Tie my pimp shoe.
I just like the way you say things.
Yeah, tie the pimp shoe.
What does that mean when you tie your pimp shoe?
That means you just tie
the
shoe.
I like the sound of it.
That means when a pimp ties a shoe,
right,
you better watch out.
Okay, because that means you're ready to run.
Straighten up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I feel like pimps wear loafers most of the time. I'm not trying to be a troublemaker. I think they wear like slip-ons, Italian loafers, things like that. But they do try to do a lot of shoe tying.
I'm not really a pimp. You know, I'm not on that pimp stuff, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I care. Thank you.
You're a family man, are you not?
Yeah, man.
You have some kids?
I have a lot of kids on the books and off.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Paula Abdul was pimping her jewelry on QVC.
Paula Abdul need to come back down to earth. Come back down to earth. A lot of these chicks out here, they be acting like it's cool to be on Mars. Come down to earth.
Start
I can't deal with
again.
You.
Well, here's her
I can't deal with
earth.
You. Where Start are all dancing. The good girls at?
Hey, is your wife, now you've been married for quite some time?
21, Holmes.
21 years.
Yeah, wow. That's my girl. Wow. Like a rock! Oh, like a rock!
What was in it for her that's before what they said. Tracy Morgan was on TV?
Huh? What was it like for her before I was on TV?
What was in it for her?
Huh?
Just picturing a 19-year-old Tracy Morgan and thinking, really? And him going, I'm going to be on SNL! And you going, huh?
You know what I love about her? Because she sees very deeply. When I told everybody I was going to be a comedian, they all laughed at me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm one of the funniest people of my generation.
Sure.
It's
yeah, but
funniest.
She saw potential.
I'd say funniest on earth.
I met her at Yankee Stadium.
Really?
I met her at Gate 4 at Yankee
Who
Stadium.
Who were the Yankees playing that night?
I don't remember that. Come on.
The
he
Mariners.
Was in the backseat of a Chevy.
And what was she doing at Gate 4?
She was going to the game.
Uh-huh.
She was going to the
what
game
was your
with
line?
Her girlfriend.
How did you pick her up?
I just say, hey, what's up, baby? You dropped something. And she looked down and said, a conversation. Could I pick up on it? Holla at me.
And that worked?
Yeah,
that worked.
Yeah,
that worked.
Yeah,
that's solid.
Wow. I'm sweet. You know what I'm saying? I said, baby, you look so good. You make me slide down a mountain full of razor blades into a pool of alcohol, climb a building butt naked and tongue kiss and listen.
Yeah, I'm trying to get around.
Yeah, a little bit.
Get me.
I got a little bit of a chubby.
Tracy Morgan is in studio. We need to take a break.
Up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, Adam is pissed off. Wait till you hear why. It's coming up on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
If you're a man between 18 and 60 and have no major medical problems, are in good health, and live in the LA area, you may qualify for a new investigational research study. The LA Biomedical Research Institute at Harbor UCLA is looking for healthy men who have no major psychiatric illness and no drug or serious alcohol abuse within the last 12 months. This research study is investigating the effects of a new anti-anxiety medication on the production of sperm. The study includes a total of 14 visits in a period of 10 months. Qualified participants will receive no-cost study-related medical care throughout the study. Visits will include physical exams, EKGs, blood tests, and semen analysis. You will receive final compensation for your time and travel expenses up to $1,350, depending on the number of visits you complete. Call 310-222-8172 to learn more. That's 310-222-8172. 310-222-8172. Or log onto their website, labiomed.org, and click on Clinical Studies.
When did safety become a luxury? Like yachts or lobster bisque? We're talking about safety. When did it become something only a select few could afford? Shouldn't state-of-the-art safety come without the state-of-the-art price? At Saturn, we think so. That's why we've created the all-new 2008 Saturn View, an affordable compact SUV with 137 safety features all standard, like 6 airbags and Stabilitrack technology. Safety designed not just for the elite, but for all. And right now, qualified lessees can get a low-mileage lease on a 2008 View XE for around $249 a month for 39 months, with just $2,345 due at signing. Rethink necessity. Rethink American. Saturn.
Offer includes security deposit and all offers. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 32,500 miles. Tax, title, license, retailer fees, and optional equipment extra. Residency restrictions apply. Your payment may vary. Call 1-800-522-5000 for lease details.
You seen Land Rover's newest SUV? The groundbreaking LR2. Experience it now during the Land Rover Summer Sales Event, where there are exceptional values on every Land Rover. While you're there, sign up for a chance to win a 2-year LR2 lease, offered exclusively by your participating SoCal Land Rover retailers during the Summer Sales Event. Learn more at LR2lease.com. Promotion ends 8/207. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of California 21 or older. See official rules for participating Land Rover Center locations. Void where prohibited.
Play ball!
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball, no. Instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh. Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey kids, feeling like you've got an energy crisis? Then you didn't start the day the okay way! With tons of freaking sugar!
If you're feeling a little slow, you need a breakfast that helps you go. Fill your bowl with high-octane, it's tons of freaking sugar!
Tons of freaking sugar! The breakfast cereal loaded with 100 grams of natural pure cane energy in every spoonful! Little Billy got the school day blues? No problem! He'll be bouncing off the walls after one bowl full! Little Sally missed the bus again? Don't worry! She'll outrun it! Thanks to tons of freaking sugar!
If you're running a little late and eat a breakfast, that's always great! Saccharin will never do, you need tons of freaking sugar.
Tons of freaking sugar. Another fine food from the folks at Syrup World.
Okay, so you've heard about the dramatic increase in foreclosures. Something like 800% from last year? That can't be good, right? Well, that all depends. Would you like to pick up one of these properties for, say, free? Not one dime from out of your pocket? Well, you can, with Home Solutions and a credit score of 680 or higher. Home Solutions can set you up with a free property under market value for no money. They'll pay all of your title, taxes, escrow, loan fees, appraisal fees, and home warranty. And most Home Solutions properties come with tenants already there. But wait, there's more. You'll also receive 12 months of prepaid mortgage and $5,000 to $10,000 profit at the close of escrow, all without spending a dime. What are you waiting for? Call Home Solutions right now at 800-980-1778. That's 800-980-1778. Home Solutions, 800-980-1778.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by the Ultimate Labor Day Party at California Speedway. Call 800-944-RACE. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in less than a minute.
Regenix, listen, Regenix told me you cannot regrow hair, but you can make your hair look better and prevent further loss, and it really works. I went to their office, and their office is at Cedars-Sinai. They don't just let anybody in there, by the way. And they did a free micro hair analysis on me. Now I'm using their all-natural products. I had to go out and get a haircut because my hair was, and I quote, unruly. That's usually my attitude, not my hairline. This stuff really works. Do something about that thinning hair. Call Regenix. The phone number is 1-800-REGENIX, or you can get to them at Regenix.com.
Let's check Adam's voicemail on the Adam Carolla Show.
You know what pisses me off? You know, you can't correct your children nowadays. You can't say hell or anything. You can't even slap one. They deserve it. But it worked for us when we were growing up. Everything is child abuse nowadays. You slap your kid, it's child abuse. Well, you know something? I think it's time that raising a fat kid is child abuse. These parents need to step up to the plate and take care of their kids. Isn't that child abuse?
Call 866-901-ADAM. Now back to Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, that's our demo, everyone.
I happen to agree with whoever that crazy guy was.
Well,
drunk.
I'm drunk.
We're just talking about fat and Peter King and how he lost weight just through putting down the chicken wings and getting on the treadmill. No, there's not much. I don't know why you need to read a book on what to me is the simplest thing in the world. Yeah. Look, if you want to get your real estate license, then go read a book. Right. And if you want to learn to be a mechanical engineer, then read a book. But if you want to lose some weight,
eat less, exercise
more. My 1 year old can explain to you how to do that. Put down the bottle, literally the bottle, and start crawling. That's how you lose weight, burn some calories. It's sad because we want to do everything but the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Eating boiled eggs instead of Denver omelets is not exciting, and running on a treadmill as opposed to watching the ball game is not exciting, but that's unfortunately the way it works, sadly.
Yes.
I
feel bad about my Pop-Tarts now.
Well, I've been a size 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and 14.
No, you haven't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
14.
I
was a fat pig.
Now, what is a 14?
14 is pretty big.
Well, honestly, it's the average size of a woman in America, but think about size people are in L.A.
Let me ask you this. Do you want to read at the average reading level of an American? Because that's 14th grade.
I was a chub. And probably when I did While You Were Out, I was maybe like an 8.
I'm
a 4.
When were you at your greatest weight?
Oh, when I was working with your friend Jimmy Kimmel, when I was working on Win Ben Stein's Money and I was a writer, I was just sitting in the writer's room with a bunch of guys, and they would just open the door and throw in some red vines and raw meat and shut the door.
Yeah.
And you'd right away
bolt it.
And I'd sit there. And then they had Donut Day. Donut Day was the worst day for me because
Like Cousin Sal's behind that one.
I'd come in, right, and it was all guys. I was the only girl on their writing staff for a moment. And there would be the box of donuts, and I'd walk by, and I'd say to myself, I'm just going to have a half of this donut. So I'd have the dignified half of the donut, and I'd take it back to my desk. Then I'd walk by to get to the bathroom. I'd pass the donuts, and they were singing to me like mermaid sings to a sailor. And I'd go, I'm going to Frankenstein, and I'm going to have like half of this donut and half of that donut, but I'm not going to eat it at my desk because people will see me. So I'll take it into the bathroom and eat it.
I know. It's so sad when you start making those deals. I can't tell you. It's only round things. It's bagels and donuts.
Oh.
Bagels
yes.
and donuts. I've done that thing where I've gone, you know what, I'm not going to eat that whole bagel, but I am going to rip off a quarter of that bagel, and then I walk past it again, and it's like, I'm no dietitian, but I'm guessing eating a bagel in a minute and 18 seconds versus 44 seconds is not a huge caloric difference. It's so sad. But being out is the thing. I got into, a little, it's weird. I'm not demanding in my relationship. I'm an a-hole half the time, but I never say to my wife, go cook me breakfast, go make me this, go take me there. I don't ask things of people normally because I never asked anything of my family. I'm used to doing my own wash and paying my own way and making my own meals, and I just got used to it. And ladies, when you marry a guy, make sure his mom wasn't his maid.
Yes.
Because he will stand there and stare at his dirty socks on the floor and say, who's going to pick this up? As opposed to growing up how I grew up, which is you drive yourself to everywhere. If you have a flight that comes in to the airport, you get your ass to your house. You don't ask somebody to come pick you up or go get you or go bring you. There's no self-entitlement at all. But I am a proud member of the Nut of the Month Club. Now, I told you that I love this Of the Month Club. Oh, and I must thank producer Angie for getting me involved with the cheese and the wine of the Month Club for my birthday. I forgot to thank her about that. But the point is I love it. You get a new bottle of wine, or you get a new assortment of beers, or you get new everything. It keeps going. My buddy Daniel got the aforementioned Cousin Sal bacon of the month.
Ooh.
Club. Yeah. So
wow.
I am a Nut of the Month recipient. And I and I love nuts. I just love them. You give me a thing of macadamia nuts, I'll eat the entire thing, and there's nothing higher in calories but more satisfying. And they just do the assortment with the cashews and the smoked almonds and all that. And a box showed up, and it was the Nut of the Month Club.
Now, July was the...
Yes. And now I have a photo shoot for L.A. Magazine at the end of this week. And I woke up on Monday and I said, let's see if you can drop 5 pounds before you get to the photo shoot. So I've been on a diet this week.
You had strawberries yesterday.
Yes. And, of course, the food is showing up to goddamn smorgasbord. We have now officially opened a sizzler in the kitchen. There's peanut butter cups, chocolates, yeah. Pies. On Monday, when I walked in, there were cannolis that Kyle brought from Philadelphia, which I love, and then there were Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which Angie or somebody else brought.
Who brings these calls?
I had to stare at those things for the entire 4 hours I was here. But the point is the Nut of the Month Club. The box is sitting in my garage inside the UPS box. I know what it is. It hasn't been brought into the house yet. I say to my wife, hey, the nuts are here. Leave them in the garage. Because when that box opens and then you pull the thing out and then I see that they're the smoked or the honey roasted, whatever, it's going to be tough. Right. And they are good. And she said, yeah, no problem. And then I went upstairs and I took a nap and then I came back downstairs and there they were on full display. Right in
what
front of everybody.
What is July's nut?
It is a beer nut that's battered. It's one of those ones that's kind of like, you know when you get the Asian trail mix and they have the ones that look like an egg because it's a peanut, but it has a sort of hard, sweet shell around it that's been like deep fried or something. It's somebody said, hey, how can we make nuts more fattening?
Let's bread them
and deep fry them.
And make them better.
Yeah. It's the same team that came up with the idea of deep frying the Snickers bar. This thing's already 5 million calories. Let's see if we can physically stop someone's heart while they're eating this.
They're the same people that said, hey, how can we make heroin just a little more enticing?
Right.
Strawberry flavored.
Yeah, so, strawberry flavored heroin.
I'm a Snicker bar, bitch. So I saw that bucket and I just woke, you know, when you wake up from that nap and it's like you want a handful of something, I just looked at it and I was, you get in a bad mood about day number four of not eating very much. Yeah, you just get surly. It's like you know, quitting smoking or cutting out caffeine. So I went in there and I said to my wife, what the F? We had this conversation 5 hours ago. We're going to leave the nuts in the garage. And she said, yeah, your assistant Jay brought those up and opened them up. And I said, all right. But why didn't you put them away?
The good news is you're fired.
I don't know. I said, you don't know? Well, what? You're a big boy. I was like, and it wasn't that big a deal, but I was pissed.
It was a big deal for me. And my wife would have peed on him.
He had to pee on the pie.
My wife would have peed on your nuts.
You married a saint.
I know.
Who would have urinated on your fattening food.
That should be in the vows.
Yeah. And then when I was eating them later, I would have said, what kind of beer nuts are these? They're literally floating in what appears to be the worst ale. So I said, and by the way, just the combination of beer nuts. You know what I mean? I'm in. You got the word beer and nuts. It's like, to me, it's like tiger shark or bull shark. Stay away.
Right.
It's got the word bull and shark in it. Get out of the water. Beer and nuts, count in. Tiger and shark, I will get out of the water.
That's how
I work. So I was like, what the hell? And she's like, and then you know when people argue, except for their argument is a slower version of what you're yelling at them about?
My wife does that, repeats your argument back at you.
A little bit slower, and they act like they're making a point. Like I go, well, listen, I said to you yesterday, leave the beer nuts or leave the nuts in the garage. And so Jay brought them upstairs and Jay opened them up. But you didn't have to open them up and leave them on the counter in the clear bag with the label facing out. You could have stashed them away. And she goes, she did that move where she goes, you told me not to bring them up. Your assistant Jay brought them up and opened them up. And I left them on the counter. Yes!
Yeah!
That's what right. I said! That's what... You can't take exactly what I said and parrot it back to me and do it in a condescending way and pretend like you're winning this argument.
That's not the worst idea, actually. You kind of sold me when you did it just like that.
I know, because I was like, hey, you got a good point.
I know.
I didn't examine that angle of this argument.
Well, you know, your wife, Lynette, is a naturally thin person. She probably doesn't understand the lure of nuts.
This is what you woke me up for.
Okay. The saint that I married, she does not understand the allure of nuts. I'm telling you right now.
See, thin people go, I'll have three, then I'm all done.
So, or worse... Worse with my wife, which is I'll have 10 handfuls and never gain an ounce.
Yeah.
It's not that they it's not that they don't understand it. It's that it doesn't affect them. They eat as much as they want, whenever they want, and that will be that. That's how their metabolism or her metabolism is. Now, now here's what I did. Then I got in this thing where I said, hey, says my name on the nut of the month box. Last time I checked.
Right.
Those are my nuts, and they will be devoured. I've done the nut of the month math. When you leave that sack out, every single person that enters and exits the house has a handful before they hit the door. That is a lot times a lot of people, meaning that thing will be bone dry by Friday when I'm done with my photo shoot and want to devour it. So I hid them.
Ah.
And I thought, those are my nuts. You taunted me with my own nuts, woman. And now I'm hiding my nuts.
That's why you should.
And I want to know if you got the huevos to ask where those nuts are, because there's that thing you do in a relationship. It's a sort of, she knows she screwed up on some level. Does she have the, ironically, the nuts to ask me where my nuts are? Now, I hope she's not listening, but I hid them in a very diabolical place.
Ooh.
A place I know she'll never, ever look.
Wait, I know.
Where?
In the oven.
That's right.
You got it right off the
bat. A mere 3 feet away from where they were on the counter.
Oh,
hiding in plain sight. Hiding in a place that has a window in front of it.
You know, the problem is, what if this is the one time she feels guilty and decides to make you a home-cooked meal and just sets your nuts on fire?
I can't imagine that this would be the one time the hymen was popped on that oven.
No? Okay.
I just can't imagine it. So, yes, I put them in the oven, which if she's not listening, she'll never find. And that's where the nuts will be readdressed come Friday when I'm done with the photo shoot.
And all right. If you are listening, if you really love him, you're an hate on his nuts.
We'll be back.
That's right. Honey, Gretchen Bonaducci would gladly urinate on my nuts. Let's hope you have the quiet dignity to do the same. Let's take ourselves a break.
Adam Sandler is up next to talk about his new movie, and the two Adams discuss their mutual admiration on the best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
At 97.1 Free FM, we're always giving away a ton of free stuff. Thus the name, Free FM. So get to our contest page at 971freefm.com where you can get hooked up with guy getaways, free concert tickets, and whatever else people in SoCal are into. 97.1 is now SoCal's home for Raiders football. Log on to 971freefm.com all season long for your chance to win a trip and tickets to a Raiders home game. We are 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station. Powered by Novartis, pioneering new treatments from cancer to heart disease. Novartis, think what's possible.
Hello, I'm Faith Hill. You know the expression, practice makes perfect? Well, maybe nowhere is that more true than in music. Music study is one of the most valuable ways that a student can spend time. A young person who practices and studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All the qualities that kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons so your child can see his or her progress as time goes by. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful, their voices.
A PSA brought to you by NENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
In 1994, a world-class chef decided to open his own restaurant in San Francisco so he could bring the taste of his hometown of Milan, Italy, to America. That's when Pomodoro was born. But Chef Adriano Paganini wanted to do more than just open a restaurant. He wanted Pomodoro to be a place with unique food, great design, and real Milano style. Well, it worked. In fact, it worked so well, there are Pomodoros all over California, including some right here in SoCal. Each one of them brings the unique flavor of Chef Paganini's hometown of Milan to your table.
I am Adriano Paganini. Try one of my favorites, like ravioli di zucca. Follow that with my chocolate souffle cake and a cappuccino, and you're set. Come with a family, a special date, or with a group.
There's a Pomodoro near you, from Aliso Viejo to Woodland Hills. Go to pastapomodoro.com for directions and information. That's pastapomodoro.com.
Ciao.
Hey, streamers. It's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM.
A, B, C, D, D, I can't remember.
Poor nutrition in his first 5 years can limit memory development. Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food. To find out more, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kinda like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We've been in business 10 years and have really built something.
And we want to keep it.
Tornado, cyber attack, anything can happen.
So we went to ready.gov and found free templates and checklists to help put an emergency preparedness plan together. So now we worry less about the unforeseen.
And worry about the foreseen.
Payroll, our customers.
Remember when your hair wasn't gray?
Remember when you had hair?
Hey.
Go to ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
97.1, Orange County's Free FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. In theaters today, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Mr. Levine? Mr. Levine? Do you know where you are?
Man, in a Motley Crue video, because you're hot. Honey, how's my buddy doing?
Honey, Mr. Levine, please address me as doctor.
Dr. Honey. Yeah, okay, you got it.
Adam Sandler.
Every time I laughed at one of your jokes, I was thinking it.
Is on the Adam Carolla Show.
Adam Sandler is in, I'm guessing, Beverly Hills, perhaps Malibu, yes?
Yes.
Adam? Oh, I didn't punch him up. Hey, Adam.
I'm not in Malibu. I don't do that anymore. I'm in New York City.
Ah.
Probably you know, I'm in a room. I can't say where. It's Midtown. I won't give the exact address, but Donald Trump's making money off me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know the room is decorated in a very tasteful manner. If it has to do with Trump, it couldn't be garish. Hey,
absolutely. It's the mints here, by the way, are the best mints, as they say, in New York City.
Well, they have gold lame on them. Of course, they're delicious. Adam Sandler, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I saw Adam over at Kimmel, I believe, a week ago.
I'd say about 4 or 5 days. Yeah, a week ago.
And always such a gracious guy. Let me tell you what I told my wife when I got home, Adam Sandler.
Give it to me.
I said, I forget that the comedy community is sort of a small community, and people sort of know who other people are. Yeah. And I watch the TV, I see the commercials, I see the movies, and I say, wow, Adam Sandler, big star. And then when I see Adam Sandler, and Adam Sandler says, hey, Adam Carolla, good to see you, I think to myself, how do you know my name? And I'm always flattered.
That's so funny. Because me and you know each other a long time.
I know. It's just I have such low self-esteem, and I watch you on too many commercials on TV, and I just assume you couldn't possibly know me because you're on TV.
That's hilarious. Well, I have a similar thing. I have a similar thing with other comedians where I'm, like, psyched to see them, but I'm waiting. I have 5% of my brain going, go say something wrong. I'm looking forward to punching you.
Adam Sandler, was it surreal back in the day when people first started to know who you were before you knew who they were?
I used to be on MTV, like, when I was 18, and I was totally the guy walking down the street going, please recognize. I think I was like that till I was like 25 or something. I was like, just God, tell me I'm good.
Kimmel.
I was like that till I was 47. Walk down the street. Hey, come on, remember me? You know me.
Yeah, I've seen him. You see him going down Sunset carrying a huge bass guitar. Hey, Sandler, something reminded me of how long we've known each other, at least have been in contact with each other, which is Jimmy pointed out that at the fight where Jimmy fought Michael the Maintenance Man when we were over on K-Rock, when I met Jimmy when I was a boxing trainer, that Sandler, along with John Wayne Bobbitt and Pat O'Brien, were the celebrity judges of that match.
That's right.
And it totally escaped me. So in a certain way, I knew Adam Sandler, or at least met Adam Sandler, before I even got into show business.
That's right, man. That was like that was a huge day, too, because I had my comedy albums back then, and that was like, you got to get on K-Rock. You got to do this. They asked you to judge. I was so excited to do that. You know how quickly I'd say no right now to that.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't even say no. Your publicist would wipe his ass with the request and send it back. It must be nice. And, Adam, let me say this.
But you know, possibly, Adam, in 2 years, I'm back to doing it. And you never know. You never know what's going
to
happen.
From
but
your
right
mouth
now,
to God's ears. Because I figured out that cosmically there's only room for one Adam to be successful. And I think you guys can do the math
You're
on
the
that.
You're the smarter one. You're the cooler one. You're smoother than me. It could have been you. It should have been you. But I went to Temple more. So.
Yeah, or at least once, which would have been 100% more than me.
Yeah.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I've been watching the commercials and laughing. I saw the trailer and I laughed.
That's right.
And I don't laugh at every single Adam Sandler commercial of every single Adam Sandler movie that's come out, but this one looks funny.
It's solid. It's solid. There's no problems here. The beginning of the movie, my guys and Kevin guys are a little rough, a little stupid. So they do hit some stuff that will make if you're gay you'd be tense. But eventually that stuff gets straightened out. But yeah, there's a lot of comedy. Kevin's funny as hell. You like Kevin, I bet.
Yeah, I do like Kevin, and we spoke to him earlier in the week, and he said the way you guys do the movie is you shoot it off the script, and you have a couple of writers who are listening nearby, and you modify, and you sort of change things on the fly, and then you do some improv takes as well.
Yeah. Same stuff that every comedian does, but we wrote, it was a good script when we first got it. They wrote a pretty good thing. pretty funny script, and then you know, then I had Herlihy and Smigel and Swartzen and Colbert, and all of us worked on it. And Kevin James threw a few jokes in there, very few, not as many as I wanted, but he's a great dude.
Well, you know, my plan, and I've not done much to really further it, but it's always been to suck up to Adam Sandler and become one of his cronies.
Yeah.
No, you're too smart for that. You're too good. I like it. Like, Kevin James is, I think, on my brain, like SAT score kind of thing, we're similar. You're too, I don't need you.
Yeah, but I need you.
No, I'm telling you. Eventually, you will have a steady life. I know I'm 40 now. I'm guessing by at least 45, maybe 50, mm-hmm. if something bad is going to happen, and I will handle it terribly.
Well, listen, you know, that's where I might come in handy. I was pretty much washed up at 14, and I can tell you what to prepare for.
Danny, you're an icon. You mean so much to the world. Whereas, you know, I mean, you weren't getting bad reviews when you were a kid, were you?
Not at all. I was getting excellent reviews. But the problem with being an icon is try and feed your family with it.
Plus, Danny don't want to be an icon. He wants to be a Yukon.
Yeah.
He wants to be Adam Sandler, not Danny Bonaduce.
I want to U-Haul my money to the bank.
I find it very compelling, though, that Adam Sandler, with all your success, there's still a piece of you that thinks it's all going to go away.
I think so. It has to. I've seen the others go through it. I mean, they come back sometimes. Maybe I'll get a comeback. So I'm guessing 5 to 10 years it's done. And then at 58, some new young comedian makes me, I'll play his dad or something. That'll be great again.
Well, the thing is,
you're not kidding. You're really thinking this out. Yeah.
It's here today, gone, you know, tomorrow.
Today.
And
right.
Then what Sandler's going to have to do at age, you know, 45 or 50 is figure out how to live off of $250 million for the next 35 years.
You know what? Steal those mints.
Steal the mints. Start stockpiling Top Ramen and garbanzo beans. Head over to the Smart and Final and really load up.
My father, when I was on Saturday Night Live, I was spending money. I was so excited to be making money. And my father was, you know, he was a normal guy. And he would be like, listen, you've got to relax. You know, you can spend money, but my advice to you is get a mill in the bank. Put a mill in the bank. Then you can start being the moron you want to be. And so, like, I did all my road gigs, and I was just, for a couple of years, going nuts with the amount of work I was doing. And then I put the mill in the bank, and I said, Dad, I got the mill. He's like, 2 mil. So I'm telling
Yeah, so no trips to Smart and Final. Besides, if I'm reading you right, you feel that you can only get into Final. That Smart and Final's just a little out of your range.
Very true, Danny. Yeah. No, I've been to them all.
Well, it is interesting, as I was saying.
Marshalls is a good one.
Get yourself some seconds on Levi's there. It's like, you can buy a pair of Levi's, but they have 3 legs.
And only one pocket.
Adam Sandler's on the phone. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Philosophically, it is interesting, this business we're in, where no matter how well you're doing and how far on top you are, even if you're Adam Sandler, there's still a little part in the back of your brain thinking they could take it all away tomorrow, today and gone tomorrow, and all that. And if you're a school teacher, I don't think you ever think that. In many other professions, you think, I hope it all ends tomorrow so I can retire. Show business is one of those things where no matter how successful you are, you always feel somebody nipping at your heels and always feel like somebody's going to take it away from you.
I guess, I mean, I don't really do, honestly, I don't spend that much time thinking about it. I'm pretty cool with what I've got to do so far, but I'm like used to it now. I get to like write a movie and get it made, and I have no questions. They just support whatever the hell I say, and you know, I guess that's what I'm when all the, because I do see huge guys who I grew up with have being told by you know, like a 25-year-old executive what he's doing wrong now. So I'm like, that's the part I'm not looking forward to.
Right. Yeah, those guys are cocky. Go
yeah,
dig
young
up
and cocky and they're chewing gum.
Go dig up Marlon Brando and tell him he's fired.
Exactly.
That's what I'd do. It'd be my first move as a 25-year-old movie exec. Well, speaking of movies, Sandler, I have a movie.
Yeah, what is it? What do you mean?
It's an independent movie that I did. And I just keep thinking, Adam Sandler could really do something for this movie.
What did you? What is it? You shot it already?
I shot it. It's in the can.
I saw it. I went to the premiere of it. It's wonderful.
What is it? What's it called?
It's called The Hammer. It's a boxing movie, and it it got great reviews. And I just keep thinking, Adam Sandler's going to love this movie and possibly rub his wonderful stink on it and do something with it. So I'd love to get it to you and have you watch it sometime.
That'd be great. Thank you. Yeah. Let me see.
I'm sure you're related.
No, I'm absolutely, Corolla. I know you're awesome.
All right.
I'd love to see it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If when we go to break, give somebody a number or a name or somebody, and I'll make sure
send
to get it
to
you.
Send it over to Happy Madison, and I'm coming back to town in a couple of days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that. Hey, Adam Sandler, thank you for being on the show.
Hey, you guys, I appreciate it. I'm congratulations on everything. That's pretty cool you got this spot, huh, buddy?
Yeah. No, I dig it. It's not for everybody, but if you have something to say, radio's the place to say it.
Yep.
Do you have any other albums coming out? Any comedy albums, anything like that?
No, I haven't done that in a while. Those things, like, every time I did one, it would take me, like, 6 months. And now that I get the kid, I don't think it's going to go over.
Oh, no more Hanukkah songs? That's such a service to our people.
I'll get to that. Yeah, I mean, that's funny. I'll come up with something sometime. I think it's probably the next album's coming when the movie career is going down. That's probably better. Okay.
And I think you guys should all know, Sandler included, although not a Jew, sort of an honorary Jew and often mistaken for a Jew, although the entire time I swung a hammer in the San Fernando Valley, I was never mistaken for a Jew. As soon as I told my first joke, it's like, hey, Jew boy, tell another joke.
I thought for sure you were going Bonaducci, man.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go.
Adam, thanks for being on the show, and I'll send you that movie.
Okay, lady, yeah, looking forward to the hammer.
Please.
Thanks, man.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, name of the movie. Sandler's such a nice guy.
I like him.
Yeah.
And as I was saying after talking to him over at Kimmel, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not be nice? That has come up. I've thought about that a few times since you said it.
And why not when you have the world by the tail and you make tons of money and everyone likes you? And why not be nice just to form other people's opinions of you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I kind of like that he fears while he's got probably what's going to come out as the number one movie in the nation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He fears the end is near. I love that.
Me too.
Me too.
Because that's the way I live my life, because I'm always right. The end is always near, and I just somehow survive it. So it's, you know, that's nice to see a guy at the top planning for, well, when a 25-year-old exec kicks me out of his office, because that day sucks.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of the people, and you'd have to go back and look at your movies from the 80s and 90s, but there's many a star. I mean, those sort of Andrew McCarthy's of the world or whoever, they become sort of footnotes now or sort of punchlines now.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, these guys were A-list whoever's and now have gone beyond not working, really, sort of punchlines and jokes.
Yeah, even some of his SNL peers, I would guess, that he came up with are not working.
Sure. Hey, we need to take ourselves a break.
It's the best of the Adam Carolla Show. Up next, the very best of what can't Adam complain about? His kids, butterflies, opposable thumbs. Oh, yeah, the master of complaining, Adam Carolla, on the best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank here. Hang out with us as we broadcast live Friday, August 24th from 11 to 3 in Orange County.
Yes, after all these years, Frosty's finally allowed to come back to the OC.
Yeah, seems like that new push to import fat people is really working in his favor.
Be there for Frosty, Heidi, and Frank's triumphant return to Orange County when they light up the Galaxy Theater in Santa Ana with a live all summer Should I Stay or Should I Go Battle of the Bands. You'll find the Galaxy Theater on Harbor Boulevard right off the 405. We are 97.1 Free FM, Orange County's FM talk station.
Are you frustrated because people don't take you seriously?
I would like a large...
And I need you to stay out of my way.
Imagine how your life would be if you could talk just like your favorite radio DJ.
Good morning. It's John St. John with your most boring music.
Now you can. Thanks to John St. John's Talk Like Me and You'll Succeed Home Study Cassette.
The forecast calls for beautiful skies on your Tuesday.
In just 6 weeks, you could sound just like John St. John.
Coming up, a back-to-back continuous 20 in a row unbelievably long block of music.
Listen to what it did for this loser.
Yeah, I'd like a bowl of continuous soup with nonstop crackers.
Wow, you sound just like that John St. John. I'm impressed by your manhood.
What a God!
Order yours today.
I would like a burger with the most pickles and the widest variety of ketchup.
Yeah, that's great, but do you want fries or not?
Call 1-800-JOHN-ST-JOHN-ST-JOHN right back at you today.
Conway and Whitman, they're, on at night.
You get laid a lot.
I have game.
What is your first move, Tommy? What's a big move?
My first move is a handshake.
Uh-oh.
Which is rather limp. That's so they feel that I'm sensitive.
But then the second one is?
Then we talk about wine.
Oh, boy.
Merlot. There. Then I invite them to the Palm.
Oh.
And we have some dinner.
What do you have at the Palm?
I have a porterhouse.
Right.
And everything there, as you know, Tim, is a la carte. We get some cream spinach there.
Looks good. Sounds
and,
good.
And then we just talk. We talk. Oh, wow.
And then you take her to a Shotgun Tom event with the firemen?
Yes. Then we hook up with all of my radio friends at Genghis Cohen.
Hmm.
And I allow my friends Shotgun Tom, Jack Silver, and Don Burns to irritate her.
The Conway and Whitman Show, right after Lycus on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
The next time you're home alone.
Hello?
Don't answer the phone.
Hello? Who is this?
Don't open the microwave.
I'm just gonna put the popcorn in. Oh my god!
Boy. And don't go online.
MySpace.com/Jenny.
Tom Likas' laugh is back and scarier than ever. Maniacal Laugh 4, The Devil's Cackle. When bad things happen, Tom Likas laughs.
Jane is clinging to death and 2 days away from dying. Spreads an entire family was blown up by Hezbollah.
Maniacal Laugh 4, The Devil's Cackle. Coming soon to a radio near you.
That's creepy.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
On 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Now get $3,000 factory cash back or 0% financing on a new 07 Toyota Tundra. That's right, get $3,000 cash back or 0 APR on a new full-size 07 Tundra with an available 5.7-liter iForce V8 that produces 381 horsepower. Tundra is the truck that's changing it all. See your Southern California Toyota dealer today for great cashback offers or incredible zero financing. Offer good on regular cab and long bed models only. Vehicles must be purchased or leased from new car dealer stock by midnight 9407. Limited term financing through Toyota Financial Services to qualified Tier 1 and Tier 2 credit customers only. Offers may vary by region and cannot be combined. The Lots on the Lot event is going on now. Visit your Southern California Toyota dealer and get yours today. Toyota. Moving forward.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. It's time for a little What Can't Adam Complain About?
Adam, you cannot possibly complain about photosynthesis.
I wish there was a way we could shut down photosynthesis when we've had enough. My gardener was cutting my hedge. It seemed like only yesterday I was staring at the hedge yelling, grow, damn you, grow! Then I blink my eyes and it is strangling and raping my wife and I think, please stop growing. The problem is plants are in two modes for me. They're in, hey, why won't you grow? And then they immediately go to, hey, quit growing.
What can't Adam complain about? Find out now at 866-901-ADAM on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, to be fair, when I did Loveline, I did that for like 11 years, and all I did was complain about photosynthesis. So I was sort of preloaded for that one, yeah. No, I'd never complained about photosynthesis before, and that's why I like being challenged, because I feel like I'm the MacGyver of complaining. I can take anything and turn it into something.
Yes, for those who don't know, and Danny, you weren't here then, but it all began when Adam ordered a Ferrari from eBay, and it was late.
What?
And he had many complaints about his Ferrari not being on time. We thought, what can't Adam complain about?
It ruined a weekend for me.
That's how it began.
I stood there staring out of my window waiting for a semi-truck with my Ferrari in it to pull up for 3 days straight, and I never stopped complaining the entire weekend about my Ferrari not showing up. And yes, that's when we realized I could complain about anything, and thus far have not been stumped.
No, I don't believe that you have.
Well, let's see if we can keep my unbeaten streak going.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
All right. Let's start with Jay. Jay.
Hello?
Jay, topic, please.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love the show.
Thank you, Jay.
Adam, this is from one father to another.
Mm.
How can you complain when your kids are screaming and crying and whining? And they finally go down for a nap.
The kid's going down for a nap. Well, it's tough to complain about the nap itself, but there's a byproduct of the nap, which is being shushed in my own house. Now, Bonaducci doesn't like to be told what to do when he's on a beach in Maui, and I hate being shushed in my own house. Now, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I like to talk, and I like to express myself, and I'm on the phone in the next room, and I'm being constantly shushed. My wife's like a wet shush blanket and it hangs over my head because the kids who sleep for 19 hours a day need to make it to an even 20. And by the way, what do they need to be fresh for Monday? Hey, Monday they got a nice day of crying and crapping themselves and then they're going to take a fifth nap. They have to be fresh for that. You don't want to see any bags under their eyes while they're crapping themselves and spitting food up on me and going for another nap. So then my wife shushes me and then I get offended by the shush and start talking louder, then she does the most condescending thing, which is, we need to have this conversation outside now, so I'm going to take you out, I'm going to shush you, and then I'm going to yell so the neighbors can hear. I don't give a good goddamn way who's napping. I'm talking on the phone, and I need to express myself. Plus,
Wow.
The kids realize, I realize the kids have my affliction, which is sweaty head. When they wake up on the net, especially in the middle of July, and it's the middle of the day, and Sonny wakes up, his hair looks like somebody took a handful of dippity don't and rubbed it through them. I mean, the kid's head really, really, literally looks like a water drop comes up high. He's got sweat, flop sweat dripping down his big bucket head, and I go, oh. Not only have I passed on God knows what other horrible genes, but the first thing I gave the kid is the sweaty head, the Corolla sweaty head. So sad. All right, let's talk to Shelly. Shelly?
Hi, how are you?
What can't I complain about?
Butterflies.
Ah, butterflies. Oh, what's wrong with butterflies, you ask? They're so beautiful, so majestic. It makes me think about society. When you get up on a butterfly and you really examine a butterfly up close, they're just insects. They're just like anything else. And I don't know what they do. I assume they eat our sweaters and our plants like every other insect. You know, all insects do is basically eat crap and leave little droppings around. But we hate cockroaches. We hate silverfish. We hate spiders. We hate all kinds of insects that, to my knowledge, do nothing wrong to us. There's certainly nothing more than a butterfly or nothing worse than a ladybug. But we've decided those are aesthetically acceptable. Thus, you would never crush a butterfly. You saw a cockroach run through a house, everyone would be diving on it, trying to stomp on it. You see a butterfly go through and someone stomps on it, you want that person arrested. You're an animal. Why? I have no idea other than one, we've decided it's not aesthetically pleasing. Thus, it needs to be smashed. The other one is probably in your closet right now eating your sweater, and you could care less because it's a butterfly. Hey, I'm going to get a tattoo of that baby on my chest. You don't see anyone with a tattoo of a silverfish.
No, almost never.
Or a cockroach, and if you did, I wouldn't want to mess with that cat.
No
dude's
way.
Got a cockroach. What are you going to do to him? He's already got a cockroach tattooed on his back. I don't like what it says about us as human beings because we don't limit that to the insect kingdom. That moves into the animal kingdom, and then eventually it moves into human beings. We see an ugly one, and it's like, hey, you fat pig, why don't you go on a diet? We get very evil and snarky, and then the beautiful people, well, they're the butterflies. Papillon is what they call it in Paris. Papillon, the beautiful butterfly. We give them a pass. I don't like what it says about me or you, Shelly. Thank you.
Nicely done, sir. I must admit.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Zach on line 7. Zach?
What's up?
What can't I complain about?
All right. I feel I got a good one. You cannot complain about Joey Tech whooping that punk Kobayashi and bringing home the crown to the state.
Right. Kobayashi wins the hot dog eating contest at Coney Island. 6 years running. Unbeatable until Joey Chestnut comes around, breaks the record, and breaks Kobayashi's heart with 56, I believe, hot dogs consumed in something like 12 minutes. Well, first off, why 12 minutes? Make it 10 minutes or make it 15 minutes. What the hell does 12 have to do with a hot dog eating contest? But number two, Joey Chestnut was on the show last year. He was also on this show a few days before he whooped Kobayashi's ass over there at Coney Island. But we haven't heard from him since, and I know the story. Oh, he's doing coke right now. He's in the back of a limo. He's got hookers. He's the great Joey Chestnut, the man who beat Kobayashi in hot dog eating, and we'll never talk to him again. He's like some celebrity that was a good buddy of yours growing up. Now, he's got himself all inflated, thinks his poop don't stink, and we'll never talk to Joey Chestnut again. So, I'm happy the crown is staying here in the United States, and I'm happy an American won it. But Joey Chestnut, I fear, will never be on this show again.
I felt that half of that was about Joey and half was about Molly Ringwald.
You're right. You do read between the lines, Bonaducci.
Yeah, yes, I do.
Eric, while he's doing them. Eric.
Hey, Adam.
What do you got for us?
Can you complain about thumbs?
Opposable thumbs?
Yeah.
Can I complain about opposable thumbs? Mark. What separates us from the animal kingdom? Well, yes, I can, and here's how. The pressure that opposable thumbs puts on you as a species is tremendous. You know what I mean? You see animals that don't have an opposable thumb. You see a squirrel or an iguana. There's no such thing as a lazy badger or snake or dolphin. You don't look at them and go, hey, what'd you do today, dude? You hung out? All animals do is nap, and we give them a pass. What do? Well, they find some shade because it's hot in the Serengeti, and they make a big pile, and they just nap all day. And then they get up and eat, and then they go back and nap, and then they do a little raping, and then they nap again. Does anyone give them? Do you think they have a stepdad who comes in and goes, what have you been doing all day, son? You've been napping. No, you need to do nothing because you have a paw. You don't have an opposable thumb, but when you have an opposable thumb, then what? Oh, you have to create.
Absolutely.
You better make an airplane. Not good enough. Not with the propeller. You need a jet aircraft. Whoa! You need a rocket ship. Hold on! You need a shuttle. Wait a second! We need a satellite. Hold on! We need to explore. You understand what kind of pressure that is? And here's what the opposable thumb gets you, seriously. You get yourself a little iPod phone. Well, the next thing you know, you're texting in places you never could text before. You're working while you're on the toilet. You're working while you're on vacation. You're sitting in the airport, and you're having a business meeting, and you're texting back and forth, and you're checking the internet. Where does it end with the opposable thumb? How much can we get done in a lifetime? How fast can our opposable thumb take us into the future? And to what end and at what cost? So we all just ignore all the simple things in life and we use our opposable thumb to invent technology that keeps our opposable thumb busy for the next 50 years? Well, I'll tell you something. I'm going to use my opposable thumb. I'm going to stick it in the air and I'm going to hitchhike right off this planet. Thank you. Powerful. Powerful stuff. I like when I label my own stuff as powerful.
Someone's got you.
All right. We need to take ourselves a break.
That was What Can't Adam Complain About?
Coming up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, Deal Breakers in the Bedroom. Bonaducci's always horny. So how did his girlfriend, now ex-girlfriend, bring him down in bed? Find out next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1, home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air. 97.1. Free FM. Powered by Laser Eye Center. Pay no interest till 2009. Call 880-LASER.
Better Beer Bureau, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I just noticed a mistake on the Miller Lite label. It says it contains only 3.2 grams of carbs. Obviously a typo.
Let me check the Better Beer Bureau Carb Index. 3.2 grams of carbs in a Miller Lite? That's correct, actually.
But that's like half the carbs of Bud Light.
Yeah, that's about right, sir. Pretty incredible.
3.2 grams, huh? Now, you're sure those aren't metric grams?
Pretty sure all grams are metric, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm cross-referencing the Better Beer Bureau Beer Taste Index. It looks like Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light, too.
Miller Lite has half the carbs of Bud Light and more taste.
The Better Beer Bureau beer indices don't lie, sir.
So I can totally have my cake and eat it, too. Except it's a cake that's got half the carbs of Bud Light. And instead of a cake, it's Miller Lite. And instead of eating it, I'm drinking it.
It's exactly like that, sir. Thanks for calling the Better Beer Bureau.
More taste, half the carbs. Miller Lite. Good call. Per 12-ounce, Miller Lite contains 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat. Bud Light contains 6.6 grams carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right. And that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years. Folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Hey folks, it's Eric for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. I know this summer's seen some incredibly hot days, but it's going to get even hotter Saturday nights. So hot, in fact, they sizzle with Larry Flint's sizzling Saturday cash and car giveaway. Every Saturday night, now through summer, Hustler is giving away fast cash and a chance at an even faster Audi A6, the newest, sleekest edition that's sportier than ever. Visit Hustler Casino Saturdays from 2 p.m. to midnight for your chance to win. Random winners get $200 fast cash, plus they spin for up to $1,000 more. And they can even win a key that could unlock the all-new Audi A6. You've wanted to check out Hustler Casino, so here's your chance. Sizzling Saturday's cash and car giveaway now through summer. Hustler Casino is in the city of Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard and Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for directions and details. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com. Hustler Casino. Real casino, real cash, real close.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshoff. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
If you're a man between 18 and 60 and have no major medical problems, are in good health, and live in the LA area, you may qualify for a new investigational research study. The LA Biomedical Research Institute at Harbor-UCLA is looking for healthy men who have no major psychiatric illness and no drug or serious alcohol abuse within the last 12 months. This research study is investigating the effects of a new anti-anxiety medication on the production of sperm. The study includes a total of 14 visits in a period of 10 months. Qualified participants will receive no-cost study-related medical care throughout the study. Visits will include physical exams, EKGs, blood tests, and semen analysis. You will receive final compensation for your time and travel expenses up to $1,350, depending on the number of visits you complete. Call 310-222-8172 to learn more. That's 310-222-8172. 310-222-8172. Or log onto their website, labiomed.org, and click on Clinical Studies.
Why was that driver in such a hurry? He saw the car in the other lane stop, and he decided to go around it. He wasn't looking for my mom in the crosswalk. I really miss her.
Please, look for pedestrians. When a car stops in front of you, slow down and be prepared to stop. Someone may be crossing the street. Think of the impact you can make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in less than a minute.
Some girl that gave me sex was like so important to me to feel like she did something wrong. I never make him feel bad.
There's this little redhead man who spends all day with wood in his pants. That's Danny.
You could never feel guilt or shame of any kind.
He's horny.
Mm-hmm. Your life would be perfect.
All he needs is a pulse and a hole.
These are girls you're dating.
Forget the pulse. All he needs is a hole. That's Danny.
Yeah, I take him out to a nice place and I bone him.
He's horny.
It's a friggin' myth.
That's Danny. He's horny now.
Mm-hmm. Danny came this close to having a deal breaker. And to turn Bonaducci away from sex would be like a dog turning its nose up at some food that fell on the ground
right
while its master was eating. I don't
Good
know
day, sir.
That food has been invented for my dog. Anything that I'm eating that falls off of my plate and onto the floor is fair game for Molly.
Right.
The idea that Bonaducci came this close to
Twice.
Packing up his penis
Twice. For the same offense?
And getting into a car and leaving a nude woman is unbelievable to me. We're talking about deal breaker stories in the bedroom. Not necessarily relationships, but in the bedroom. And we have some good ones.
That's what I was going to say. Remember during Rich Man, Poor Man, you kept complimenting the callers on how good they are?
Mm-hmm.
And whether these are deal breakers or that person did this horrible egregious act and you continued, and now it's not a deal breaker and you're the big whore that continued, you fit all of what happened to me.
Well, I will say this, and you guys tell me if you agree with this. Men, because once we have an erection and once we get into this process, once the switch has been thrown, so to speak, I don't look at you as a whore for finishing that afternoon's work.
Right.
Did you come back for seconds? That's the deal breaker. Because for a guy to know that he could have sex with this girl again anytime he wanted, but decided not to do so because she did fill in the blank while he was filling in her blank.
Right.
Right.
That's good enough for me for a deal breaker. I don't expect a guy to pack it in.
Okay.
Pardon the pun. In the middle of the sexual act. So, Danny, I don't judge.
Right.
As you know.
Certainly.
As you know, I do not judge. I never judge. So I'm not going to judge you on not packing in your penis and going home. But if you don't have, but if you did have sex the next day with the same person, then I have to start judging.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you something in advance then, real quickly. And I know she is listening because I called her and told her to turn on your radio.
Mm-hmm.
And not to that. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I was going to make up an identity for this girl. Just call her somebody else so you would know her. But to be honest with you, I'm dangerously close to in love with this woman.
Ooh.
Now, I'm a dating guy and I'm not going to be stupid. I've married 17 years.
Yeah.
I got to get me around a little bit. I can love you all day long. I got to spread my seed a little bit. No, too bad. I can love you and still bone all your friends. Why do you think I play Double Danny? It was written for me. But I happened to
have... cabbage truck did you fall off?
I happened to have... So I was going to make up a day to protect this woman that I care deeply about because she did, in my opinion, a horrifying thing to me. And to cap that didn't and still doesn't get the insult.
So this was when...
Probably 3 nights ago, maybe.
3 nights ago.
Okay. I'm guessing. She just did it the one time.
No, she did twice in the same night, to be honest, now that I think about it.
And you're in the throes of passion. You're in the bedroom. You're undressed.
We're not making out, getting ready to make love. And I must say...
You are or you're not?
We're not. We're not getting ready to.
You
are. Doing
it.
You're making sweet love.
To not be too graphic, in is exactly right.
Okay.
Do you get... I mean...
Yes.
Right.
If I'll paint you the best picture I can... she lives in a very small apartment and lives on, she's very frugal, so she doesn't turn on her air very often.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very hot in this apartment. And when you really make love, no, I like it. I didn't know I would like it.
There's
on your body. It's like the movie 9.5 weeks,
no,
man.
I like
it's
that too.
Gnarly.
Thank you. Now I can sleep tonight.
And this is an educated woman who will also turns into this other person in the bedroom. She's just kind of like all-encompassingly wonderful, this woman.
Right.
And then she kind of broke my heart without even thinking about it.
See, I used to date the tigresses who turned into ice cube trays in the bedroom.
No,
you rarely see that combo.
I married them.
Right.
I married them.
You go for the librarian types who turn into the wild midget in the sack.
For one second.
Sure.
You said you're dangerously close to being in love with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say that you love her?
Yes. Mm. But I say I love you to, you know, one-legged dwarfs, but I think they'll do me.
So all right. This is another topic for another day, T. I want to know what happened.
All right, you ready? Here's what happened. And if you think, but I want you to think as real men first, guys, before you just go, what a puss, Dan. I want you to think, am I? Or have I been just slapped in the face? You know, because you can punch me in the face, that's one thing. If I had it coming, I'll buy you a drink. But you spit at me, and you've offended me, now I'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to buy you a drink. If I had a cum, and that's one thing.
This is not a punch in the face. It's a slap in the face with a white glove.
Right. It's a, it's a bitch hand. You've been bitch slapped. I won't take that.
Right.
I got bitch slapped so bad.
What happened?
So I'm making love, physically making love. Not talking about making love, not doing the act.
Got it.
And she's into it and saying, I love you, Daniel. My God, I love you. So she holds on real tight. And I'm saying, I love you, too. And it's great. And this...
really? Sweat box that she lives in that I normally hear.
Good neighbor tease me.
Turn on.
I prefer hot box. Turn like on, cool Luke.
Turn on the air has turned into the. For that part, I really like because it really looks like movie sex. You're just like you really look spent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like normally you have sex, you get up, you could go, you know, to work, you brush your hair, right. You run. This you gotta like, you've done the deed and everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. You got sex all over you.
Right? Yeah.
So we're just. I mean, it's passion. I want to say that it's nasty, but it's also lovely because we're really close.
Now, you side by side or are you on top?
I'm on top because this is... I'm glad
you asked. I'm glad I painted a picture.
No, because I'm glad...
Give me a break.
I'm glad you asked that because I will tell you that she has said to me specifically, because I have said, turn this way at this certain moment, I want to be able to see your face.
Thank you.
So I happen to know.
You can see it through the pillow.
I wanted to be looking at her.
Okay, so you want to change it up at the last second so you can see her face.
Not really. I just it's romantic. There's nothing wrong yet. There's not a hole in this story, so to speak, yet.
All right?
So we're just making beautiful love that she's enjoying very much and very involved in, which is new to me. And we're saying these great things. We're just going, going. And all of a sudden... One of her yells of passion turns into kind of a calmer statement, and it is, oh, I hate this song. And she just gets up.
The stereo's on.
Yeah.
It's just on the radio?
She has a 20,000 song.
Oh, iPod.
iPod. She helps with Music Monday a lot when they get really obscure. Uh-huh. This is a person that helps me a lot. And she just casually goes, I mean, we're going like weasels if weasels had hearts and souls. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's an important sex.
Passion weasel.
Yeah, passion weasel.
I rented it.
Oh, actually, I bought that.
Yeah,
they
passion
keep it right next
weasel.
To the rabbit at the store.
Yeah.
So she just casually then goes, oh, I hate this song. And gets up out of bed. No, excuse me, no nothing, like this is okay to do. And changes the song on the iPod.
And what song
and comes
was
back
it?
To bed. It was, and I had to call her when I knew
this
I was going to talk about this. It's Ed Hardcourt, Little Silver Bullet.
And this is it.
You know what? I wasn't listening. I wouldn't know.
Your ears were closed.
Well, my feeling is she shouldn't have noticed if the goddamn house was on fire.
Right.
Let alone what song's on the iPod.
Well, why did she put it on her iPod if she hates the song?
20,000 songs.
It was shuffling.
Shuffling the songs she put on her iPod.
It was 20,000.
She's a music file. She's a freak about her music. There was probably hundreds of thousands. She has to delete and delete.
But still.
This could have been on, you know, her mix to clean the house to.
Who knows?
Not for the weasel love.
There's songs, a billion songs I've never heard of. But that's not really, the point is.
So that was offensive.
So, I mean, I truly, I know you think I'm probably making this up and trying to.
Yeah.
I was really hurt.
I see that.
And you can't, thank you. I appreciate it.
I really can.
But then when she came back to bed and just put her arms around and started kissing me, I pushed her away a little bit. And I said, that was the most offensive thing I've ever seen. I said, my feelings are really hurt. She went, what are you talking about? I said, you hate this song? How could you even hear it? How did you even notice it was on? I would have noticed if the house got fire. How could, she goes, oh, I just hated that song. It was just ruining the moment for me. So being, now here's where it's not the deal breaker. Here's why I'm man whore. I wanted to get up, leave, and never speak to her again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of girls. Mm-hmm. When I announced I'm single, there are girls apparently who have liked me and are now making clear. There's a lot of girls out there.
Yeah.
I really like her. I wanted to leave and never speak to her again.
I'm going to conduct a quick experiment here to see if this chick is guilty or innocent for a second. Let me see. Yeah. Okay, baby. Yeah. You're hot. Mm. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean, don't stop.
Thinking about
you're
tomorrow.
Hot. Goddamn, hold on. What the? What the hell were they thinking with? Yeah, you know what?
You
now I sympathize with her. If Man Eater came on when I was in the throes of passion, I would get angry.
You have to get up and change the station.
Well, I would have to get up.
Let me just say that at that time, and I checked, Man Eater had been there for 31 minutes before we started.
Hold on, let me try again. Baby, I'm going to love you all.
Okay, that's right.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Now, what's going on? Whose song is it? Did you put this on your iPod? Well, then who did? Oh, so the man-eater fairy just sprung up, put itself on your iPod?
See, but you're Adam Carolla. You're not the girl telling me I'll love you for the rest of my life. You're my next breath that I take. I love you with every fiber of my being. I'd walk through the gates of hell with you. That, she plays in my ballpark emotionally.
What if there's a story? What if there's a story about this song and an ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Is there an acceptable answer? Could she say, Danny, I'm so in love with you. This song reminds me of a place where I just didn't want to go there. It was
right.
A few years ago. You know how music sort of does cues you up?
Evocative.
Brings you back.
All of a sudden you have a point.
You know what I'm saying? What is there an acceptable
could
answer?
I could have sex with Keith to that if it came down to it. Throw a little rack on David Cassidy.
No, Adam asked a good question.
That is a good question.
What if that song was playing at her father's funeral?
Right, absolutely. Good, fine question. Except I didn't let this go. It's not like I let this go.
I know the answers to these questions.
Mm-hmm. The song had no special meaning to her whatsoever. She just didn't like it. So then I tell her seriously that I could not be more offended that she would get up out of the throes of passion with me and change her iPod. And then I don't know if she changed the radio or what she did, but just as we started again, she goes, oh, I just can't do this to these two guys interviewing each other. So apparently she had switched to a radio talk show in a big hurry or something and got up again.
So I'm with Danny. Let's make the iPod an us pod.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, as gay ass as that sounds, I'm with you.
A wee pod.
Now, I know you think that I try and throw out this hard guy attitude. No, actually, I do. I try and throw it. I like it. I like, you know, I like the way I swagger and type tough, even if I can't back it up, whatever you guys think of me. I don't care. But the fact of the matter is, with that said, that really, really hurt me.
Can I tell you from a female perspective, a couple nights ago, we had the radio on, and you run the risk if you leave the radio on, because it's not like I'm not paying attention, but this commercial came on encouraging you to take your AIDS medication, and I had to lean over.
You listen to way too much KCRW, baby.
I had to lean over and turn it off. I don't want to hear that, and it's hard for tonight. It's not that I'm not focused. But, you know, your mind has to be in the game.
No, I am not comparing
for
having
us,
sex.
It's inside.
How long have you been sleeping with this guy?
A week.
So you sleep with a guy that's for a week, and an AIDS commercial comes on and grabs your attention. I'm with you, darling. I've been with this girl for 3 months now, and it's just a song she doesn't like. And now I'm starting to think if everything has to have a meaning, little silver bullet means my wiener now or something. And I'm triple offended. The crime is that she even heard the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but
that she could
not
tell what song it was, because I couldn't.
Hey, you listening to KHIV?
We were listening to that.
We'll do T-cell counts at the top of every hour. We'll check your viral load. Hey, we got a request from a hospice in Glendale. I think I love you. Enjoy, if you can make through the end of the song. T, happy humping.
It's protease inhibitor cocktail hour. Sorry,
that,
six.
That is my entire story. That my I was A, crushed that she could stop that kind of lovemaking, which, I mean, is really a big deal.
I hear you.
And two, I'm a little bit, although it's very harsh being disappointed in myself because I'm scum and I know and I don't care. But I should have been man enough to go home and just turn on Spankervision and say, you know what, you don't get me then.
You just had don't a boner, so all is forgiven.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We need to take a break. We have some really
calls,
good calls.
Really good.
I will just tease everyone and say we have Talking About God in Bed. All right. Yeah. Found out a girl slept with his sister as a deal breaker. There's a weird thing because guys are usually hopped up over the whole bi thing.
Yeah.
But what about when the bi thing grew up by you in the next room and it's your sister she slept with? Creepy and weird, and I guess that's worse than your brother and her getting it on. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I've just checked with the Peanut Gallery. Found out a girl slept with sister. Can't be with an uncircumcised man. Mm-hmm. Guy, ooh, someone asked to drop a digit. That's a deal breaker.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
But we got to find out if they continued or not, too. And let me just say this, because I promised I would not say this girl's name, but these calls are so good. Her initials are Amy. And if you're listening, thank you for the very good bit. I'll at least give you that. The calls are good. I may never speak to you again, but we're going to speak to some smart people because of you.
We'll also talk to Todd. A girl wiped a booger on him. Good times.
On purpose.
We'll,
part of the
when you're out of lube, you're out of lube.
Right,
we'll take a quick break.
More deal breakers in the bedroom coming up on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show. Plus, a classic call from the Crank Anchor's Vault on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. All right, we all know that Diet 7-Up is a great-tasting, refreshing drink. But now the mad scientists at 7-Up have made something perfect even better by injecting an extra shot of natural lemon-lime flavor. And the FM talkers right here are always behind anything with an extra shot in it. So today from noon till 2, the FM Talk Street Squad is going to be at the Costa Mesa Circle K at 111 Del Mar Avenue, putting cans of the new Diet 7-Up right there in your grubby hands. And check out the Jiffy Lube Suburban for a coupon for 25% off a signature service oil change. Powered by Diet 7-Up and the gastric bypassers right here at 97.1 Costa Mesa's FM talk station.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The baby a lullaby.
Beautiful dreamer, in the first stage of sleep, your brain waves are low and come regularly. Soon you will be in REM dreams, where your eyes are moving and waveforms increase.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help keep their dreams alive. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Adam Carolla!
On 97.1 Free FM.
It's that time again, Adam.
What time, Bald Brian?
It's the SoCal Chevy model year-end event.
They're selling models?
Yes, believe it or not. Models of trucks, silly.
Ah.
You can get the best offer ever.
You're a Chevy man, are you not?
I've been a Chevy man my whole life. Every truck I've ever owned, every vehicle I've ever owned, has been a Chevy truck.
I drove with Bald Brian when my Mini Cooper broke down. That's right.
On the way to Loveland.
That's right. My foreign job broke down in good old USA in the form of a white Silverado.
I picked you up and I turned on Loveland and you turned it right off like, oh, I'm going to have to listen to that.
Bald man, well, it's a half hour late.
Good stuff.
Hey, I don't want to listen to a show that I'm not on.
Why would you? 0% APR financing for qualified buyers. That's not me, but that's possibly you. Take delivery by September 4th, 07.
That's right. The best available highway fuel economy Chevy trucks. Best warranty on any full-size pickup truck Chevy trucks. Better than Ford. Better than Toyota.
Yeah. See your Southern California Chevy dealer or visit SoCalChevy.com.
Exactly what I'm looking for at a very good price.
Exceptional values, world-class wines,
Zinfandel,
Chardonnay,
Pinot.
Aisles and aisles and aisles.
The cab section is my favorite part of the store.
I like it all.
Head down there, you can find a bottle of wine that you like.
I'm very confident that I'm going to find what I want because there's lots of selection.
My favorite part about Beverages and More is enjoying the wine after I buy it.
It's an awesome place to shop for wine.
I'm John.
I'm Kimberly.
I'm Alex, and I shop at Beverages and More.
It's time again for California Classics, where Club Bev members save up to 40% on a huge selection of California wines, like the Sebastiani Zin, now just $9.99 Club Bev. Visit BevMo.com for directions to their new store in Northridge.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
back to the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. Here's a crank call from the Crank Anchor's Vault with Kevin Nealon.
Is
Yes. Okay, good. I've got a situation here. My maid just quit this morning, and the house is a mess. Yeah, it's not good. How many people do you have in your staff that can come over and clean up?
We usually send 3 or 4.
Okay, 4 is not good for me. It's got to be 3 or 5, because I'm not good with the even numbers. I know it sounds funny, but I have this disorder. Do you know what OCD is?
No.
Okay, it's obsessive compulsive disorder.
Uh-huh.
Before we get started, please push your pound key for me on the phone.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, just take a second. It's just part of my disorder.
No, I'm not going to hit the pound key. You sound like too much trouble. I think you need to call somebody
else. Oh, no. Oh, Stace, don't get the wrong idea.
No, I'm,
okay,
know,
forget the pound key for now. We'll get to that later. Are the girls left-handed or right-handed?
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy what I have. If you could just hit the pound key real quick and then
I'm not hitting the pound key.
Okay, can you hit the number key then?
No, I'm not hitting any other key.
Could you help me, please? I need help.
Well, I don't want my girls to get out there and then you tell them that they can only use their left hand or they can only use their right hand and are they left-handed?
I won't look. I won't watch. I won't watch. Stace, I'm sorry. This affliction I have, I do not wish it on anybody. I have so much money, and I just, if you hit the pound key, I will give them each $20 extra.
What difference does that make?
It's just part of my disorder, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
Just pretend I hit it, ma'am.
Why?
You do need to try somebody else, because I don't think
can
I
you
could
pretend,
send my girls
can
out,
you pretend
no.
that the pound key is your friend?
Well, pretend that I pushed the pound key.
Okay, understand that. And if you could just say pound key. Right now.
Pound key.
Oh, thank you. Okay. All right. So let's understand this then. They'll come over tomorrow or today? Can they come over today?
It won't be until Monday.
Okay. And will they hit the pound key on my phone when they come over?
Probably not. If you ask them to do that, they'll look at you weird and leave.
But it's my pound key.
Mister, you're just getting too
my name
weird
is Ken.
For your request.
Let me give you my name and then you could get this work order going.
Ken.
You say Ken? Did you
Ken?
Say? Okay, Ken. And now if you could repeat pound. Pound, pound, key, key, key.
I think you need to call somebody else. You're driving me crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stace.
I'm sorry about your affliction.
You know, it's a terrible affliction. Could you just say pound key and then we'll finish this up?
No, you're driving me.
Could you call me by my nickname?
I don't care if you got $1,000. I'm not going to
I've got $2,000, man.
I don't care.
All right, just call me by my nickname, Mr. Poundy Pound.
Wow. That chick went nice.
I know, but she wouldn't get off the phone. All right, the great, great Kevin Nealon. Now, where were we? Yes, deal breakers in the bedroom. I want to talk to Steve from San Francisco. Found out the girl slept with his sister. I've never thought about this scenario.
Not good.
So, Steve, you were having sex with a girl or about to have sex with a girl when you found out this girl had sex with your sister.
Well, we've gone out a couple times, and she obviously started to share intimate inside of her past.
We have a bad connection, Steve,
do
but I don't want to lose this.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Okay. So she had sex with your sister more than once.
No. It's just she had met her and then had sex with her once.
And when did you find this out?
Well, we'd gone out a couple times. She started to tell me about her experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And then after maybe the second or third time going out, when
mm-hmm.
it's deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then after finding out, you know, obviously some digging and things starting to sound familiar, he told me who she was friends with.
You want to talk about getting the rug pulled out from under you, because...
good news and bad news.
It'd be like, yeah, I got it on with this chick. Oh, yeah?
Oh,
tell
God.
Me about her. Ooh, she would you shut up? Play a good song. Well, she was blonde. Good. I'm blonde. I love a hot blonde chick.
What'd she look like?
Curvy, tan lines, solid C cup. Slow down, baby. You're making me hot. What was her name? Sheila. Oh, that's a coincidence.
I got a sister. I got a sister named Sheila.
All right. But I'm still going with you. Yeah, she lived at 11753. What?
What?
Now, would you be able to carry out
she
the
had a
deed?
Dorky brother who was... Wait a minute!
Could you carry it out, Adam? Were you in this situation?
I must say, and here's the... I'll be honest with everyone, and I hope everyone listening can be honest as well. When a chick is... piping, smoking, super hot, you can look beyond almost anything.
Yep.
There's no digression that is great enough for you to to act as a deal breaker.
But this girl would have to be, as you've coined it, a waffle crapper.
Right.
Somebody so gorgeous that if she crapped on your waffle, you would eat it.
That's right. That's
wow.
Well, somebody pointed out to me about a year ago
now,
that there
is
was
it a special waffle or just any waffle.
Belgian. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay,
somebody.
<that's> different.
It's not from the IHOP. It's from the UPlop.
Okay.
It's a different place. No. Somebody called about a year ago on this show and said waffle crapper, and I said, "What is that?" And they said, "What is that?" That's a phrase you came up with 5 years ago.
It's
and
in
I
the
said,
Urban Dictionary.
"I don't remember making that one up." And they said, "If you go to the Urban Dictionary online, it'll say under." Waffle crapper, Adam Carolla came up with this term with a chick that is so hot.
It's descriptive.
You do the waffle math. Yes.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so here's the thing. There are women that are sort of on the cusp or were attracted to them, but not totally or sort of, and anything can be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Right.
But let's just put it this way, guys. If there was a 21-year-old Kim Basinger, and she told you she got it on with your sister, or she had herpes, or she fill in the blank was going to rub a booger on you, or whatever it is. You just take it.
No, you still fill in her blank.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
In other words, if this girl got up and turned off the song on the iPod,
yeah,
and she was Kim Basinger, 21, would you still care?
Yeah, I'd still care.
You'd care.
I finished the deed and went back for more. Don't get me wrong here. I just had my feelings hurt.
But you would not storm out of the room. You would not be indignant. So, Steve, did you finish the job with her? Or was this
too? No, it was 2007. We had done the job of 2004, and we found this out on the title conversation.
All right, now his line is bad, but I'm going to go with no. This was, in fact, a deal breaker from the tone of the staff.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on where you learn it, too. If you learned it at the coffee shop, you know, that I had sex with your sister, you might not make that walk upstairs.
Yeah.
But if you can barely understand how she's telling you through the mumbling, you're pretty far in to go to back off. Exactly. If all of a sudden you're hearing,
whatever.
You got to finish up.
Todd?
There's rules.
Yes, sir.
Todd, a girl wiped a booger on you?
Oh, she did. It was right when we were starting. I didn't even know she had done it. And then we were fairly far into it, and she was giggling. And I said, what are you laughing at? And she goes, you got a booger on your shoulder. Oh, yeah.
That is repulsive.
She put her booger on you?
Yes, she did.
Put
she pointed
some
it out.
Boogers on me in the name of love. That was one of my favorite songs.
So, did she just have a wild sense of humor? Was she nuts?
I don't think she's nuts because I've ended up been married to her for almost 20 years.
Oh.
But it threw me. It threw me, and I was reeling, sort of the way Danny said he was, where he was almost walking out, but also thinking, man, this might be good.
So, now I feel like a complete wuss because if, you know, Ed Hardcore's Silver Bullet reminded this girl of boning my sister, I'd still do it.
Well, I think I see where Todd is coming from because it could possibly
be the same place the sister did.
And I could see that perhaps this girl is really comfortable with her bodily functions and that can make her good in bed.
Scott?
Yeah.
You say Danny is weak.
Well, that's yeah, kind of what I said. Danny, I was really shocked. I'm looking forward to especially given your life, what vile deed possibly could have happened to make you feel this way.
Well, the thing about Danny is, although Danny has, you know, lived in his car and, you know, had his jaw broken 3 times, he's very sensitive in certain issues, in certain ways.
How dare you!
No, the worst thing
Adam
you could
absolutely
do,
right on this.
That's the worst thing you could do is to make you feel unloved.
No,
you know, you
wasn't
said something.
Making him feel unloved. Danny,
no?
She just wanted to change the song. Big deal.
No,
that's not a big deal in the car. Actually, it is. That drives me crazy. But that's not a big deal in the car. For me, it made me feel like she was so aware of her surroundings that the words that she was saying into my ear that were so comforting and lovely really meant crap. When she all of a sudden went from, I'm worried about things. I'm getting a divorce. I'm worried about money. I have to move. Things like, you know, I'm really nervous about stuff right now. And the thing that gives me comfort right now is this particular woman. And when all of a sudden she's talking about how everything's going to be great and we're so great together, it doesn't matter where we live. And I'm as long as we're one and that kind of stuff too. I hate the song. Mm-hmm. It made it feel like all of that was crap.
Right.
That I was just being laid.
Let me make this observation.
I do it, by the way. I finished the deed. Let's not get crazy here.
No, Danny, that's fine. But that's just, she's a woman. She's going to be distracted by stuff like that. Who cares?
Well, see, you know, right, I'm going to play devil's advocate with Scott. I'll play Scott's advocate and say, why does everything have to be about you? She didn't like that song. She wanted to change the song. Right. Maybe it didn't have anything to do with you. And maybe you're thinking, well, that's the problem. She should have been lost in me.
Right.
Yes. But if you're going to, look, it's a weird balance because on one hand, you have to care what your partners think of you. On the other hand, if every move they do is scrutinized and analyzed as what does this mean to me? Once in a while, someone just wants to change a song or do something and has nothing to do with you.
I agree, but how can you possibly say any action that stopped lovemaking in its tracks and got the girl up out of bed had nothing to do with me? How is that possible?
Well, you are as one in a of sorts in that particular moment. And yeah, there's some gray area here. I don't take it as a good sign. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But I'm just.
And by the way, I don't think it's bad. So I don't take it so far that I have ruled out all the other wonderful characteristics about this woman.
Right.
I'm not ashamed to say it hurt my feelings. I'm guessing that Scott has had a lot of sex and is a big fan of Like Kiss, and as long as you're getting laid, who cares what happens? I happen to have great deep feelings for this woman, and when the passion stopped because she didn't like some song I never heard of, it hurt my feelings.
Danny, what if this is a learning experience for you, and what if maybe one of the things that was hard on Gretchen was so much pressure being put on her to always love you in the right way, exactly how you wanted all the time?
Right.
And what if in this case, you could just cut her a little bit of slack that maybe it wasn't about you for a second. She still loves you. She still has all that passion for you. She just had a stupid moment.
That's exactly what happened.
Listen to that, Danny. Listen to that.
I did. I'm telling you a moment that happened. If you want the next day's moment, everything's fine. But that's not real good radio. What happened is the moment in the moment that I am sharing with you that hurt my feelings.
I validate you that really did hurt.
It did.
At the same time, it meant nothing.
All right, I'm going to have to lie down on a sofa here in a second. We'll do one
more.
I'm
going to bone you while playing this song and see if you can't sit through it. Well, you know you couldn't sit through it.
It's the next day I couldn't
sit
through it.
The only way to undo this is to take the filthiest of the calls.
All right.
Or call Amy.
We'll take a quick break.
We're sticking with bedroom deal breakers on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show. Wait till you hear what listener Cammie has to say. Stick around. There's more Adam, more Danny, and more Teresa on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
It happens every year. The weather gets warm and the tops come off. Hey, we could be talking about convertibles here, but we're not. It's Flash Friday.
Flash Friday!
Friday afternoon when Tom Likas says,
ladies, if you see a man with the headlights on, be sure to show him your rack.
Flash Friday.
It'll be oh so satisfying.
Flash Friday enhanced by Hornitos Tequila, alerting you to prepare for this year's live all summer Battle of the Bands. Hornitos Tequila reminds you to drink smart.
We're celebrating another Flash Friday.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, LA's number one BMW and Mini dealer. While more and more of our competitors are being scooped up by large corporations, we're proud to say that we're still family-owned and operated. We don't answer to some headquarters many states away. We answer to you, our customer. We've been in the wholesale district for 29 years. Our low overhead allows us to pass along big savings to you so you can drive off in the BMW or Mini of your dreams. For example, come down before July 31st and save $5,000 off retail Kelley Blue Book on a 2004 530i, stock number 157. Plus, get 2.9 APR financing for up to 48 months. We have many low-mileage certified pre-owned 5 Series with similar savings to choose from. Another thing, when you call, you get a live person, not an automated system. So call now, 800-800-NICK, for details, directions, and a live body. We're centrally located all of Southern California in the wholesale district, and we offer free flatbed pickup and delivery for factory scheduled maintenance. That's 800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't say no.
More than likely, you're sitting at your computer right now trying to make a living. And every 2 weeks, you get your paycheck just to watch most of it go to things like gas, utilities, and other stuff. Where's the fun in that? A great deal would be a welcome treat right about now, huh? Well, check out what Wienerschnitzel has for you.
a free world-famous chili dog. Just click open your browser and hit the Wiener Schnitzel logo for a free chili dog when you buy another at regular price. Talk about getting your money's worth. Two plump, juicy hot dogs covered with the delicious Wiener Schnitzel chili for the price of one. Too bad they don't make computers, huh? And once you get there, it gets even better with their $2.99 chili dog combo. You get a plump, juicy hot dog covered with the delicious Wiener Schnitzel chili, a regular order of crispy golden fries, and a refreshing medium drink of your choice for a measly $2.99. But hurry. Deals this good won't last forever. Only at the home of America's most wanted hot dog, Wiener Schnitzel, where they're pushing the boundaries of taste. Offer good for a limited time only at participating locations.
Thinking about getting a new motorcycle or personal watercraft? Buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell. At Montclair Motors, they really care about their customers. Really, Montclair Motors has the most competitive prices, the right price on new vehicles, and no hidden charges. See, these guys at Montclair Motors are real ride what they sell kind of guys. That would explain why they're one of the largest dealers in the nation, and why you're going to buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, right? Of course, with gas prices going through the roof, you could save yourself a few hundred dollars a month just by hopping on a new Kawasaki or Yamaha motorcycle. See how Montclair Motors saves you money? 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway, open 7 days a week, Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell.
Hey streamers, it's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM.
97.1, the San Gabriel Valley's Free FM.
Bright smile.
Yep.
Went there myself. Here's all you need to know. I mean, I'll just cut to it. A, you need to do it because everyone is doing it. Thus, you need to keep up with them Joneses. Number B, it's cheap. It's affordable. It's painless. It takes an hour. And you sit there in what is essentially a luxurious sort of barber's chair. Just
yeah, you
lean
can get
back.
A pedicure.
Yeah, and you watch yourself a little cable.
Were you at number B?
Which stall was I in?
Yeah, you said one.
Oh,
B.
Two, yeah.
Okay,
oh, good,
so
yeah.
C or three.
C or three.
Also, I at this little club we were at the other night, I was talking to a pretty girl when she smiled. Even in a dark club, you could see dingy teeth, and I went, you're done. That was just, no way, I'll never kiss you. And I think that about any pretty girl, you know, whether you'd kiss her or not.
Mm-hmm.
Second this girl smiled, I went, nope.
Right.
No way. Whatever turned those teeth that color is not kissing me.
That's right.
And vice versa. Brad Pitt with gnarly ass green teeth? Forget it. You wouldn't do it. He wouldn't be him. Go to Bright Smile.
I let him do other stuff, but no, I would not kiss. I'm like a prostitute. 888-557-9764. Call today. Save yourself $200. 888-KLSX-SMILE.
the Adam Carolla Show. Give Adam a call at 866-901-ADAM.
Good afternoon, Pierre Construction.
This the construction place?
Yes.
Yep, I'm your man.
Well, just so you know, you do have to have your own truck and you do have to have your own tool.
72 Ford F-250, lumber okay. rack, bed box, and a bumper sticker that says, Sierra Club, take a hike to hell.
Okay.
Those pansies? Same guys who sat stateside while I was in NAM, in country.
Yeah,
the size of frisbees on my neck. Lost
I
a lot of
it.
Friends over there.
But you are alive, and that's a good thing.
But McCann isn't, and neither is Hernandez or Jackson or DiGiacomo.
Yeah.
Whole platoon went up. Espinosa, yeah. Big
but
Ed.
But they're up Ed. Above.
No. Well, yeah, McCann and Hernandez is not Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, he was into Satan.
You never know.
Me and him smoked hash out of a human skull. You know, the only thing that made the pain go away was the heroin.
Now here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show. Lake Havasu. In a world where the party never ends. His trouble is just starting.
My name is Maverick, and this spring break could be my last.
A fraternity president is poisoned.
I've been poisoned.
And has to maintain a four-beer buzz.
My buzz level is getting dangerously low.
Or he's dead drunk. Jason Statham is Maverick, the deaf frat guy.
I'm coming for you, Blake Chambers. And my potato gun's coming with me.
With special appearances by Poochie, Moose, and Mike Gaff.
Maverick, if you stop drinking, you die.
And the Pussycat Dolls as the Gypsies.
I'm hanging with these motherfucking gypsies on this motherfucking houseboat.
Buzz. If he's not wasted, his life is. This film is not yet rated.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Stockdale, Texas. A man was arrested for shooting his son in the leg after a dispute about a spilled bottle of whiskey. Definitely Not a Jew!
All right. I'm curious, Cammy over here. Cammy with a K?
Huh? Cammy?
Cammy? Cammy? Cammy?
Kwame?
Uh-huh.
Do you spell your name with a K?
Yes.
Ugh.
Well, anyway. My mama spelled it.
All right. So, Cammy, what's your deal breaker?
The deal breaker has got to be if a man tells me that he has not been with a woman in a while.
Mm.
What's a while?
Just recently, for example, someone told me it had been about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
See, this is one of those things where we're damned if we do and damned if we don't. We don't know as guys. There's some women when you say to them, well, where do you want to eat? That's a deal breaker. And others say, oh, he's being very considerate of my feelings. And there's some women if you go, can I kiss you? They think, oh, that's sweet. And then they're another think, God, that's weak and pathetic. Mostly they think weak and pathetic. But this is one of those things where if you say to a guy, when's the last time you had sex? And they said, I'm in someone else right now.
Right.
That's why this poncho's draped over me. That can be a deal breaker. If you say, oh, are you kidding? I was on top of another chick last weekend. That's a deal breaker.
Yeah. Well,
but then 2 years is a deal breaker too. What is the right amount of time, by the way? 3 months? Okay, three months is the right amount of time. But why is that a deal breaker for you, Cammy?
I don't know if it's an admission that this might suck, so get ready for it. Or if
can I challenge you to think maybe it goes deeper than that?
Maybe this is an actual. They do exist. I haven't seen one in a while, but I also haven't been to the museum. There are lots of things I've missed. Maybe there's a real live gentleman who doesn't sleep with people he's not in love with. I know those people exist. I am not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there are people, and he may not have been in love with anyone in 2 years.
I understand with women, though. You see, women, so much of their attraction is based on what other women are attracted to.
Right. That's absolutely.
True. And if you show me a guy who hasn't gotten laid in 2 years, I'm going to show you a guy who's not a very attractive package to the masses and thus has tainted your opinion of right. that person. Because women are attracted. That's how it works when they all rush to one place in a store and grab yeah. for the same purse.
Everyone else is over there by those purses.
Right. And us guys, we look at the Louis Vuitton purse and then the cheap knockoff or the whatever, and we go, what's the difference? It's a leather sack you put your wallet and tampons in. Why is one worth $700 and the other's worth $70? I don't understand it. And they're like, you don't understand. Other people want this.
Right. Yeah.
Thus, I'm getting it. Thus, I'm better than they are. We don't work that way as guys. We want to find the bitchin' whatever it is that no one else wants
really?
So we can have it for ourselves. Yes, that's what we want.
If nobody else was looking at your wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm saying is, and don't get weird, because I know you guys had margaritas the other day. And you're very pliable sexually.
Right.
No, we don't want to be with someone that everyone says is, oh, my God, I've never touched her with a 10-foot
right.
pole. But all I'm saying is if there's a car out there and it is beautiful in our eyes, we would love to drive it, and it bugs us when someone else pulls up in it next
yeah.
to us. Women have approached it a little differently, and a guy who hasn't slept with someone in 2 years could be considered a little bit tainted or damaged goods in the
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, that car's been on the lot for too
long. Of a
Cammy.
Well, just look at it this way. When we look at a woman who hasn't slept with someone in 2 years, we go, wow.
Bitchin'.
That's nice.
Yep.
Bitchin'. Maybe she grew a new hymen. Awesome. I got to go sharpen my penis. Let's go. Cammy?
I thought I was yes. the only one that did that.
So did you not have sex? Sex with him because of this?
No, I did.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good, good. And you could tell there was some rust on him?
Oh, I never would have known had he not said anything. I would have preferred he didn't.
Mm. Okay, but he didn't underperform.
No,
and,
not at all.
You know, he doesn't have any venereal diseases. He doesn't have the stink of another woman on him. That should be win-win for you.
I don't think so, though. I honestly would have rather he had admitted that he had boned somebody 2 hours ago.
Right.
Okay, well, you're just scanty and weird. Yeah.
That's completely attractive, but...
But better...
That's completely attractive?
Better he had sex with someone, seriously, two weeks ago than 2 years ago for
right.
you.
Yes.
But you said 2 hours. You didn't mean that literally.
You didn't mean 2 hours.
Not literally, no.
Right, but 2 weeks you would have met.
Sure.
Why? Yeah. Why? Have you ever broken that down in your own mind?
No. I don't know what it is. Maybe. I mean, I would prefer that it be something totally freaky. He can wipe a booger on me. That's fine. But tell me that it's been 2 years since you've even smelled a woman. I didn't like it.
How come wow. I get the feeling that if I just sniff this microphone really hard, I could smell Cammy?
So, Cammy, are you single now?
No, I'm not.
Are you with that guy?
I'm sorry?
Are you with the guy who hadn't had sex in a while?
Yeah, I am now.
Oh.
But I still think about it.
It
concerns you because
look,
he went so long.
Cammy.
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
Have you thought about the point I made 5 minutes ago? With
Which was what?
The difference. Thanks for tuning in. This is my entire life, by the way. People going, oh, yeah? Well, what about the compelling point I made 5 minutes ago? And they go, what was that? That's my entire life. I'm like a stereo with no speakers, or I have a stereo and speakers and no one has ears. I can't figure out which scenario it is. But, Cammy, don't you think you just feel this way because in your competitive female soul, you don't like the idea that you're with somebody that no one wanted to be with for 2 years.
Yeah, that's a very good
You're
point.
Bumped
I guess
by
I
that.
Thought of it that way.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to officially grant you the power to get over this.
Does
well, wait,
that work?
I've seen Carolla do this
yes.
before. He's not doing it right now. He's going to do it. It's a yes. thing he can perform. Like when he puts the pox, which works in reverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one, actually, I have seen work.
But, Carolla. Cammy, this is nothing, my child. I'll do an American Indian. Yeah, hey, crazy horse, hey, dances
is with nut jobs. Hey, oh, hey, oh, was a whole of corn goodness. Hey, oh, hey.
All right, Cammy. You're cured,
you're
baby.
Cured. That's
get
it.
Over
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Is that Chief? Who is that?
Thunderbear?
Is that Chief Thunderbear? I'm sorry,
I can't
Chief.
Remember.
It's Thunderbear. Yeah. Sure. Chief Thunderbear starts most of his chants with something that sounds remarkably like, hey, I gotta look in. What?
Gotta look in.
Yeah.
Hey, I gotta look in. Hey, I gotta look touché. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break.